shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always. All hail the
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this very planet Earth. Once again, we welcome you to this Radio Biafra live transmission all the way from the bosom of Biafra land on this very day, the 20th day of March in the year of our Lord 2015. The time here now is standing at approximately 5 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening. We are live. We are direct. We are keeping our fingers crossed. We are hoping that our network will hold. I must all the same say that I am delighted, having arrived very safely in Biafra land, to heaven, to Chukwu Abiam, be this glory. Therefore, I will say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, because we are live in the holy land of Biafra, because Chukwu Abiam has brought us here to continue this very work that he asked us to do. We have come to always, as relentless as ever, continue the very ceaseless propagation of this very gospel ordained in heaven for the benefit of Biafrans on earth and to the glorification of Chukwu Abiam in heaven. I will welcome each and every one of you, wherever you are. You will welcome other people as well. You will tell them that we are live. Tell them we are direct. Tell them that Chukwu Abiam is here. And tell them we despise the zoological republic. I am in my country. I will not praise heavens unless I arrive here. And that is what we are going to do this evening. As always, we will call upon the holiness, the magnificence, the presence, its omnipotence of Chukwu Abiam to come and be with us, to come and abide with each and every one of us, to ask Chukwu Abiam to accept thanks and praise, to ask Chukwu Abiam, please, in whatever way that we may have wronged, in whatever way we may have gone wrong, in speech, in manner, in attitude, in utterance, in every way conceivable, Chukwu Abiam, you are merciful. Please have mercy, because you asked us to come to do this very work, and we have come to do it. We have remained incorruptible. We have remained whiter than white and whiter than snow. We have sanctified our presence upon this very holy land. We have come to do your work, and that very work we must do. And it must be accomplished, that in the end we may praise your name, because there is no other than thee, because you are God, because you are in heaven, and we are doing all that we can to make things as viable as possible, because Chukwu Abiam is on the throne, and we here on this very earth must do what is right before that very throne in heaven and before men on this very earth, that Biafra may come and that his name may be glorified now and forever. Chukwu Abiam is here, and we must proceed. We must remain without fear before our enemies. We have come to preach this gospel here. And those of them in Owerri, in Imo State, the caliphate under Malam Rocha Sokoracha, we have come here No longer will they say we are in London, we are in Biafra land, preaching this very gospel. If you want to know how dangerous we are, we ask you to try. We are prepared to die for our country. Are you prepared to die as well for one Nigeria? Are you prepared to lose your children for one Nigeria? Because there will be no mercy. We ask them to try because we have come. What we are doing has nothing to do with the Zoological Republic. We have come to seek to return to the way we were before the white man came. That's why we are here. And that is exactly what we are going to do. Nobody is going to stop us. We don't know who you are to try and stop us. For those of you championing and defending one Nigeria, Frederick Lugard is your creator. You are prepared to defend and die for the creation of a white man. That doesn't make sense to me. Every Nigerian, that is why you are animals and baboons, as I call you all the time. You are monkeys. You are lower than filth. You are prepared to defend and die for the creation of a white man, but you will not listen to the gospel coming all the way from heaven itself. I have arrived here. I am in Biafra land. Everything we said we are going to do, we have done it and about to do more. And this very evening, having announced my presence to humanity that I am Nnamdi Kanu, the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over this very planet, the commander of all its forces, and by the very special grace of heaven, I will now and forever remain not only your servant, but also the director of Radio Biafra. That His will may be done on this very earth. This gospel we need to preach. This gospel we must undertake. Those who benefit from gossiping and lying, we welcome it. It can only make us work even harder because we are simply unstoppable. Nobody is going to stop us, be it man or evil spirit. Chukwu Abiama asked us to come, and Chukwu Abiama will determine when we should stop coming. And that is why we are here today, and that is why Biafra is going to come. I welcome each and every one of you. I welcome you wherever you are, because we are in Biafra land, because we are doing what is right before heaven and this very earth. We have come this evening. Our number is different. You must make note of this. Because we are in Biafra land, our contact number is +234 816 532 6272. I repeat, +234 816 532 6272. If you want to participate, if you want to speak, if you want to be part of our program this very evening, that is the number to call, +234 816 532 6272. That is Radio Biafra here in Biafra land, preaching this very gospel. We are also on our universal number. The number is ringing already. My goodness me. Good Lord, have mercy. I've not finished announcing it. People are listening, agile and awake all over the world. We welcome you, those of you on CHK 97.6 all across Biafra land. Those of you on satellite. Those of you also online on www.radiobiafra.co. We welcome each and every one of you. Our lines are not yet open, therefore we ask everybody calling. Our lines are going crazy. I've only given out one number, and that number is not even resting. Therefore, please, we ask you, unless our lines are opened, I crave your indulgence, and they will not listen. So please endeavor not to call us for the time being. Please try not to call us. Do not call us, please, I beg of you, until our lines are fully open, please. Until our lines are open, this is Radio Biafra. We must continue. As we said before, if you're listening from Owerri, we welcome you. The arch Satan himself, Okorocha, is there, bidding the interest of all Hausa Fulani people. They are there to make sure that Biafra will not come. They are there to make sure that they Islamize each and every one of you. Okorocha and his cohorts from Arab world and Islam, They are there to make sure that you look away from the kingdom of heaven that is to come. And that kingdom of heaven is Biafra land. I drove past a particular place today, and I was reminded of the name of the village that my mother comes from. Ije, in Ndume, in Ibeku. And the name that struck me was Umuchi Eze, the children of God the King. I don't know where people want us to start. I do not know where they want us to end. One thing is indisputable. One thing is an indissoluble fact. That thing is that we are descended from heaven. That is why we glorify heaven all the time. And this is Radio Biafra. I have those of them working very hard. You may have been accustomed to them. You may have spoken to them in the past. You may have sent them on one errand or the other. You may have also acknowledged the hard work that they are doing. All these very people, they are here with me this very moment, with one or two missing, of course. They will acknowledge each and every one of you. We are also on +44 208 133 9976. We are on Viber. We are also on Skype. Skype is simply Radio Biafra. We are on Skype. People are calling us that already. We are on Viber. The number for Viber never ever changes. +44 78 313 08 376. That is our number on Viber. If you call us there, you will be able to get us. This is Radio Biafra. Get your pen and your paper ready. Get your pen and your paper ready. We are live. We are direct. You will pick up the microphone. You will acknowledge humanity wherever they are. You will tell them that we are here to do the work of heaven. That Chukwu Abiyama may bless us. That his kingdom will come on this very earth. And that we may do his bidding. Everybody, wherever you are. Even those who have done something in one way or the other to make what we are doing possible. We welcome each and every one of you. Go ahead, please. Your name, please. That is all where you come from. And then you proceed. Go ahead.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra, all over the world. My name is once again Bright Chimeze Ishinwa. I am from Ohaji, Ohajisin, Ebema, LGA. Thank you, my honorable director, for being able to arrive at Biafra land, in Biafra land, safely and unhurt. We thank Chukwu Abiyama for making it possible for you to come back and being able to preach this good news this evening. And I also want to use this opportunity because I've been trying to call our director, because people think we work in the relay with our director, that we can easily get him on phone to make our own announcement, but it is hard. But I want to use this opportunity to announce our brother Ofoha Chinonso that stays in Hong Kong. He gave us two big giant generator,
which I have not seen it. I have not seen the generator.
But my director, the generator is with us.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Amandianese.
Yeah, no, the generator is with us. Okay. I can confirm that the generator was picked up by me personally and Chidebere. Good, the generator is sound and is intact. All the parts are there. Tiaroba, everything is Tiaroba. We thank our brother Ofoha Hachinonso. You know your name very well. You stay in Hong Kong. Thank you, my brother, for giving us this generator. And also, thank you for things.
Is it generator or generators?
Generators, okay. Two.
He gave us two generators.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And with other things he promised to give to us, and more things he promised us to come. Thank you, my director. You're welcome.
Thank you. Ofoha, thank you very much. I have been aware of this, but I wanted to announce it once I come to Biafra land. He is our brother in Hong Kong. He made a promise and fulfilled it. If there is any more coming, please bring it this way. We are here now, and there is work to be done. I don't have to remind you all the time. We must be able to go forward to fulfill everything we said we are going to do. Please go ahead.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. My name is Gift Ahamefula. Many of you know me as Gifted Gift Ugo on Facebook. I welcome every one of you into this evening broadcast. And I'm thanking Chukwu Abiyama for bringing our director home. It is not an easy thing, but I thank God. He is here now with us, sound, untouched. I just give God glory. And I also welcome you once again. And I want to tell many of you who has been calling, those who have been showing concern about the whereabouts of our director. In fact, I just want to thank every one of you. In fact, you people have done noble. In fact, this, with this alone, I'm convinced that you people love our director, and I pray that Chukwu Abiama will keep keeping you people, and we keep keeping on, as Brauche may always say. Thank you so much, Biafrans. You're welcome once again.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Take it from what Gift have said. If you know that you love director, make sure you pay your monthly dues. Monthly dues have not been coming from here in Biafra land. They want the radio to be in their yard. They want this to be everywhere, but they're not paying their monthly dues. Any state director that knows they have paid their monthly dues should call Gifted Gift from our studio line. So that my name is Owudi Wechidebere. I am from Eziago in Enugu State. By God's grace, I am serving the wonderful people of Biafra. I'm still calling everybody that if you know you are a Biafran, come out and join the family of Biafrans. Join your family that is closer to you so that you'll be able to contribute. Even if you want to join anything concerning Biafra, you must start from the family within your reach. There are state coordinators everywhere, ranging from the Lagos to Goja. There are state coordinators. Make sure that you join the nearest family that is closer to you. Make sure that you are contributing towards this. If you have paid your defense fund, make sure that your coordinator is submitting it to us, the Biafras, because we are working so hard making sure that Biafra will come, and it must surely come in our time. Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. Get the numbers here for me, and also the studio line, please. I need it there, and also to be written down there. Thank you very much for that. These are the people who have been working very, very hard. Chibesi Wala is not here. He will join us tomorrow morning and also tomorrow evening. We are broadcasting. We are live. We are direct. We are in Biafra land. And there was something that our brother former did. That is why we are able to come to you this evening. And we are hoping uninterrupted as well. We are praying and hoping uninterrupted as well this very evening. And once again, we are back in Biafra land. We need satellite signal transmission to stop our enemies from understanding what we are doing, to stop them from tampering with what we are doing. We understand that Okorocha set up a committee to look for Radio Biafra transmitting station. You cannot look for something you cannot see. Anyway, but you cannot see what we are doing. We are there. If you go to 97.6 CHK, we are there, broadcasting live and direct. Where we are coming from, you can never ever see it. Invisible. Invisible. We have superior technology to our opponents. That is why I say to the zoo, the government of good luck, Jonathan, if you're having a hard time having to deal with those that eat gold, imagine what will happen to you when you come against people like us, who I am glad to say are highly educated. I feel sorry for you. Once again, our studio line is 081-653-26272. I repeat, 081-653-26272. Our inquiry line, as always, is 090-907-76589. I repeat, 090-907-76589. If you have anything to say to us, any advice to offer, anything to give as well, that is the line to also contact. We welcome you once again. Our news today will be slightly brief. We have just come into Biafra land. We have decided to preach this very gospel, and Chukwu Abiama, as always, will be with us. And I am also pleased to announce that we will be unveiling our transmitter very, very imminently. The transmitter that you paid for, we are going to publish the very irrefutable proof that we have it here in Biafra land. That very nuclear weapon will be released to our people. Everybody who have been on hold all this while, they know those of them I'm talking about. The ban has been lifted. You can proceed. We have our transmitter. It is in Biafra land. We shall unveil it this very night, that the whole world may understand that we remain whiter than white and whiter than snow. Incorruptible. Incorruptible, I said. Anything we say we are going to do, we do it. Our transmitter is here. We will show you that very transmitter irrefutably, so you understand that if you don't trust the work we are doing, you're a child of Satan. If you have any atom of doubt in our tenacity, our sincerity, our honesty, our perseverance, it means you don't have the Spirit of God in you. You are a child of Lucifer. When we say we are incorruptible, when people went about discussing and yapping rubbish, thinking that we are like them, we are once again going to prove to the whole world that the AM transmitter, the monster, the nuclear weapon, is with us. We said it will be here, and it is here. Premature revelation, that is true. But since we campaigned for the money publicly to buy it, we must reveal it publicly to the whole world. Today we announce it. We have our transmitter, and that is the death to the zoo. If they are worrying about FM propagation, our signal, something monstrous has arrived. Our transmitter is here. And the zoo is finished. I feel sorry for them. All of you who contributed in one way or the other to making sure that this very transmitter is here in Biafra land, I cannot thank you. I cannot praise you enough. My prayer for each and every one of you is that Chukwu Abiama will not just bless you, all of you. The same way you repose trust in us, so will Chukwu Abiama nourish all of you with abundance of blessing beyond your wildest expectations and imagination, of course, culminating in the restoration of our dear kingdom of God on this very earth, Biafra. We have your transmitter that will be unveiled, everything associated with it, this very evening. All of you that contributed to the purchase of the transmitter, even those of them, there know those of them I'm talking about, who thought that we are not what we said we are, who thought that we are like Igbo people. Of course we are not. We are Biafrans. We don't lie, we don't cheat. We are without fear before our enemies. Why are we going to lie to you? That is nonsense. The transmitter we have decided to unveil, and we are bringing it to you live and direct, that the monstrous AM transmitter is with us in Biafra land. That's our headline this very day. And every ban is lifted. Every enemy of Biafra will be hunted down. There will be no mercy, we told them. When you deal with something greater than you, there will be no mercy. In your next life, you will never lie about the work that Chukwu Abiama in heaven ordained. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed. People are calling us. They are on, relentless. The calls are relentless. Relentless, my goodness me. I don't know how we are going to survive it. But we are live. We are direct. I will make the news as brief as possible. If the barrister, very eminent and accomplished, is anywhere close by, please, barrister, the number to reach me on will remain +44208133 9976. That is for the very eminent barrister and every other person. Very, very important. If you wish to be part of what we are doing this evening, we welcome you. You are more than welcome to come here to join us. Heaven and earth, everybody has come to join this very party. In Argentina, they are listening. In Ecuador, they are listening. In Bolivia, I have been told, they are listening. In Chile, they are listening. In Madagascar, they are listening. In Cayman Islands, they are listening. If you travel all the way to Taiwan, they are listening. In Japan, there are people tuned to the radio. Radio Biafra is phenomenal. It is global. It is a monster of its own kind. Never, ever before witnessed. And we have come to preach this very gospel. And Chukwu Abiama will hear our prayers. We are in his land. As I promised him, I will come here to preach to the run-up to the election that will not hold in Biafra land. We are here on the soil that heaven ordained to make sure that the will of heaven will prevail. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. As I said before, I will not dwell this very evening on the niceties. I will say, I will not dwell on much protocol. I will proceed, of course, to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary. Once I am able to do so, Once we have finished doing so, we will of course go on to take your calls. And once we do so, please endeavor to give us your name, where you're calling from, and that is all that we need from you. We are reporting today that the Borno State Governor, his name is Kashim Shettima Awosa Fulani. These are the people that we have nothing in common with. We were living on our own before the white men came. We never knew them in this capacity. We never wished to know them. We never wanted to know these people, but somehow, rather very appallingly, they decided to put us together with these people that drive cattle in Achinama, move cattle from one place to the other. People who stoop down to urinate like women. These are people, I don't know how to describe them. Why anyone will put the children of God, the children of light, with darkness is beyond me. They are now complaining, having commanded, having controlled, having looted, having stolen over 97% of all the proceeds from crude oil. They are still very poor and wretched. What the white man did is unforgivable. One of their governors is Shettima. He has spoken that Boko Haram can never be defeated unless the same white people that created the monster comes to their rescue. Shettima is speaking, the Borno State governor, that Boko Haram will not be defeated unless the whole world comes to their rescue. And given that Obama is a Muslim anyway, he may be able to come to their rescue. We are reporting that the big daddy of Boko Haram, the Boko Haram senior, which is ISIS, because now they are working together, they have now kidnapped 20 medical workers in Libya. 20 medical workers in Libya kidnapped. Power generation drops by 800 megawatts, they said, as vandals have struck again. The zoo is collapsing. I don't know how many of you come back home, but I'm in Biafra land, and I have seen poverty. You don't know what poverty is. Come down here and you witness it firsthand. You don't know what heat the Morocco is. You come down here and you witness it. You have not seen stupidity at this very scale. You come down here and witness what is happening. You will weep and feel sorry for those who are unfortunate enough to be called Nigerians. I'm telling you. Come down here and you will see it. Vandals have struck again. There is no electricity in the zoo. That is not news. Yorubas are reporting, the very dubious and duplicitous Yoruba media, part of the wider Awosa Fulani APC Boko Haram Islamization agenda, how they come to the conclusion, or how they came, because I have to be grammatically correct, because we are educated. Some people don't like it when we say we are educated, but quite frankly, we don't give a damn. What you think is irrelevant to us. The thing is that Radio Biafra is an exception to the rule. If you come here, you will be educated. If you come here, you will be enlightened. If you come here, we will lead you through light and not through darkness. If you come here, you will become acquainted with the truth and not the lies of the damnable Zoological Republic. ICC to probe Patience Jonathan, which is a lie, an absolute lie. Excuse me, my voice was going because maybe I was too excited that the barrister has come to me. The very eminent barrister. As soon as I saw his number, I became so excited. I was at the verge of losing my voice. Barrister, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. I have to interrupt the news presentation to, of course, come to you. Barrister, could you please confirm that you can hear me?
Good evening, Barrister.
Good evening, Barrister.
Director, welcome back to the Biafra land.
Thank you very much.
It is a joy hearing from you and all those our brothers and our sisters sitting down there surrounding you in this quest of our restoration. Director, nothing gives joy when you have success. It is a privilege and a gigantic leap that our transmitter, the all in all, a juggernaut, is there with you. I also greet our brother in China, who did not only produce one generator, but two. My brother, wherever you are, may Chukwu Abiyama give you double, quadruple of what you've given to your own nation, the Biafra land. All of you who are doing everything within your capacity to ensuring that Biafra is restored, Chukwu Abiyama will bless your individual families. I am excited, Director, I'm elated to hear you arrive safely, because I've been monitoring you on our usual WhatsApp and our Facebook program. You are a good man, Director, and Chukwu Abiyama is always with you. Good evening, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, each west, north, or south. We hear us this evening. Everybody's been worried, texting and phoning me. When is Director going to be on the line? The brother texted me yesterday. Does it mean that we don't have Plan B? That if Director is not around, there is no live broadcast? I said, no. Everything is fine. And Director will be talking very shortly. Lo and behold, he is on air. Director, may your days be longer, even longer and longer. You will live perfectly well. Cannot be afraid, you see, that something we call as ipsa loquitur. In law, the facts speak for itself. Director will tell you, I'm not here. As he talks, so it is happening. You see it visibly. Nothing is hidden before the affluent. Anything this man tells you, that is the way he is. No cover up, no massage of information. As he comes, unadulterated, he presents before the affluent. The good people of the affluent, I love my people, and I love the way they act. Wherever you are, tune into Radio Biafra, whichever means you want to. It's everywhere. You can even call and listen to Director on a special line that has been provided by Uche Mepo, our supersonic engineer. Look who are. Everybody under RBL are doing all their level best ensuring that this particular unit is restored. All I ask all Biafrans, let us come into a conjugation, or if you like, conjugation, so that we will have one front to restore Biafra. We are all fed up. Director, I give this back to you.
Thank you very much. The very eminent, accomplished barrister and attorney at law. I am, of course, ennobled. I am delighted. I am privileged also to serve this great nation that heaven has made with you beside me. I am humbled, and to all your prayers, I say, he say, because Chukwu Abiyama, we praise here, and Chukwu Abiyama is God in heaven. Nobody else. People are calling us. I don't know what they want to do with us, but I can, of course, imagine. That is why here on Radio Biafra, we value trust. We value belief in what we are doing, because we are unstoppable. Something people need to realize. We are unstoppable. The sooner they understand it, the better for everybody. And as I was saying before, I was welcomingly and very nicely interrupted by barrister. I should continue and finish the news and the accompanying news summary. This is Radio Biafra once again. We are live and we are direct, and humanity is listening to us this very second, this very precise minute. I was saying before the barrister came in that Yoruba media have that it again. That is how they confuse all of you. They will lead you to believe that any idiot can go to ICC to lodge a complaint with them. But we are here to educate you. Nobody can go to ICC. Nobody can go there to lodge any complaint. It is not possible. It is not just possible. What you need to do is for the states to be able to bring that. But they are lying once again, and we shall expose them later. Yoruba and their lies, Boko Haram and their lies, APC and their lies, and the Islamization agenda and their lies as well. They want to Islamize you. They want to make you start to travel to Jeddah. They want you to go to Mecca. They want you to go to Medina. They want you to look like Sanusi. Have you seen what Sanusi looks like? All of you doing your hair, you will no longer be able to do them. If you allow these people to step into our land, if you allow them to control our way of life, our tradition, our culture, you are finished. Mandine Nisi, you have to be forced to wear hijab. They say it is scaremongering, and I say to Okorocha, what is an Islamic school doing in Olo? Is that not correct? Islamic school in Olo, Islam. They keep saying, oh, what is saying about our dear governor? Whatever nonsense they call the idiot. Before now, has there been any Islamic school in Olo? They know where it is. I have the pictures. I'm in Biafra land, mind you. What is an Islamic school doing in Olo? Islam in Olo. Not in the township. Not in Owerri, not in anywhere that is cosmopolitan. How many Hausa people do we have that are settled inside Olo? Okorocha has brought Islam. Before you know it, you will all be watching him dancing, mesmerizing you. And as you're doing it, your daughters are wearing hijab. Before you know it, it's too late. You start to travel to Mecca, Ndiara. This is Radio Biafra. Tension in Enugu as explosion rocks Udi community. There is tension everywhere because there will be no election. People are going to die. They will die here. You watch and see what is going to happen. Come out to vote and you perish. Some of them will come out. You know, people are so hungry. Our people are so hungry. We've been having discussions. People are debating very seriously. I have been meeting people here on the ground. And some are saying, oh, Betty, if we don't vote, does it mean that Buhari will come in? I say, because even if you vote, Buhari will come in. If you vote, Buhari will win. The arithmetic says it all together. Hausa will vote for Buhari. They say they are greater in numbers. They have shared more PVCs in Hausa land. Some of you are living in Kratkuku land. Yoruba will vote for their son, Osibanjo, the running mate of Buhari. And then what happens to you? It's only the southeast and south-south votes. Do you think that will carry him through? The answer is no. Jonathan will count on rigging, and then thunder will be called down from heaven. Many of you will perish. Many of you listening to Radio Biafra today will not be alive. Should election go ahead next week, I'm telling you the truth. You wouldn't be alive anymore. Because you have chosen the very wrong option. The best thing to do is to be safe. Abstain and stay at home. Stay at home. That is the best way to do it. Anything else, you are inviting and courting disaster. Tension in Enugu as explosion rocks with the community. Things are happening here in Biafra land, of which the most prominent is poverty, hunger, and disease. We stopped somewhere this very morning, and there was a woman. And I looked at her. She looked very ill. She said, I have sickness. They said it is typhoid and malaria. I have been to the medical center and they cannot do anything for me. I am not feeling well. And I looked at her and she wasn't feeling well. And I'm thinking to myself, I wish we were in Biafra land. This woman wouldn't have any reason to lament because health will be free. Everybody will pay health insurance. When you're ill, you go to hospital, you will be treated for nothing. And you will be well. You will get quality medical care. That is exactly what we are going to do. The number of people suffering here is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Labor threatens to cripple defense ministry. They are owing them everywhere. And that reminds me of the news we are receiving from Abia State regarding the governor of that very state. They call him Ochendo T.O.G. Do you know that workers have not been paid since August of last year? and they managed to organize themselves together to go and protest. They met the son of this rather multi-packed out, Uchendo Global. That's the name of the Abia State governor. A very particular thief of a special kind. Onyo Shikobo. He removed the Ugumabri market, moved it to Pani Beku. Said he was going to create a recreation so that when you drive into Umar, everywhere will look nice. He's busy building his own private collection of houses there in public land. Without him. Oh my goodness. What will befall these people? What will befall them? Heaven knows. These people were protesting. They came to them. The son gave the protesting workers 500,000. TLG gave them 1.2 million. They shared it among themselves. You know how much they got? 3,500 each. They asked one of them, she said, it is better I come here to get 3,500 so that I can feed than stay at home and do nothing. And I said to them, how about your salary? They said, we know now they will never pay it. Teachers in Aba are suffering, especially those who are not Abia indigents. The information we are receiving, because now we are on the ground, people are telling us things every blessed day. And we shall bring them all to you. But we must continue with our headlines this very evening, as labor is now threatening to cripple the defense ministry because they are being owed money. They are being owed. Things are happening here in the Zoological Republic. The thievery and criminality is at an unprecedented scale. I have never seen a worse country in my entire life. I have been to places, most of you can testify. The zoo, no place on this earth compares to the Zoological Republic. This place is truly horrific and satanic. This very place, awful. Nobody will wish. No wonder we are queuing for US visa. We are queuing for visa to London. I'm telling you, nobody will want to stay here. That is why we want Biafra, because we want to stay here. We love our land. This is where Chukwu Abiama gave to our forebears. This is where some of us were born, and this is where some of us will die. On this very land, this very sacred land. And that is why we need to build it. For our children, their children, and their children. That is why we must make this ultimate push to ensure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty. There was a news I wasn't able to present. I couldn't help myself but present it. It's an old news. Boko Haram has the right to kill people, according to Obasanjo, Yoruba man, coward that he is. Do you see how they quake in their shoes when they hear it is about Hausa Fulani? You see how everybody is behaving themselves because Boko Haram bombs and kills people. If you keep talking, nobody takes you seriously. You must do something. If you don't, nobody, you can strategize from now till the next 30 years. Nobody takes you seriously unless you are prepared to go out and do something. Unless you are prepared to go out and fight for what is right. Unless you are prepared to go out and do justice for those that we are killed unjustly. This is Radio Biafra. We will now proceed to bring you the news in greater detail. Once again, if you're joining us, we welcome you. We are live, we are direct. The whole world is listening. Humanity is listening. And this is Radio Biafra. We must proceed to present our news in greater detail, please. Our lines are not yet open and people are calling us. My goodness me. 68 missed calls already. My goodness. We have not even opened the lines. Dear Lord God, have mercy. The zoo needs global aid to overcome Boko Haram. By the zoo, we mean the damnable, the very devilish, the very conspiratorial, the very backward, the very darkness itself that is called Nigeria. They are the Zoological Republic. Ebo Manu Manubi. Vagabonds. And we are here preaching this gospel in Biafra land. Oh, they are in London now. They say they are a radio in London. We are a radio in Biafra land. We are now in Biafra land now. And here is our number. You can call us. And then you find out how serious we are. You touch any IPOB member, we will kill you and all your family members wherever they are in the world. God is my witness. We are here on the ground now. If you like, you can try and see. Touch anybody, IPOB. You see what will happen to you. then you'll understand how serious we are. That we have come to do what is right before heaven and before this earth. I never knew who Frederick Lugard was. I never knew Queen Victoria of England. My ancestors never knew these people. They were not here when we came. I don't know why somebody from Britain will come here to tell me who to live with and who not to live with. Forgetting, they have no right to show me and say, these are the people you're supposed to stay with. They have no right whatsoever. No right. Asking me to live with Hausa Fulani is a death sentence. Asking me to live with Yoruba is life imprisonment, perpetual torture and punishment. Punishment beyond punishment. People say they can be cosmopolitan. Nnamdi Azikiwe posited the argument, having lived together for a long time, one day we may become cosmopolitan. You don't become cosmopolitan with people who are impervious to reason. People who cannot think properly. People who cannot reason very well. People that go about with animals. They are the people ruling us. We are not ashamed of ourselves. We have come to Biafra land, and Chukwa Biam argument called Jiburichi. This is his land. He must do that so mankind may know that he is God. That is why we are here, on the ground, on the floor. People come with grandiose plans. Here on Radio Biafra IPOB. There is only one way we fight for our freedom. That is the only way to do it. I am in Biafra land, in case you don't know. Uche me for remind them. I have come to Biafra land. Then we will die here, together with them, everybody. They understand that very well. We have not come in peace, as I told them before. Before Lugard came here, we never knew who these idiots were. Right now, we don't want to know them either. Stay where you are. We stay where we are. Drive your cattle all over the place. That is your prerogative. We're not going to stop you. But one thing is certain, we want to be free. And that freedom we are going to get. I need 100 men. We have them already. 100 men only. Not the whole world. We want to show them that they will read about us in their history books. They don't have Biafra in their history books, do they? We will force them to put Biafra for their children. The same way that Boko Haram has made it into their history. The same way that Biafra will make it. For all the right reasons and not the wrong ones. Because we are not terrorists and can never be. Heaven knows we are not. We have come to fight for our right. The same way that every civilized society in the world fought for their rights and they were free. The same way we are going to do it here in Biafra land. How do you feel about the plight of displaced Borno State indigenes in Niger Republic? Borno in Niger. Refugees in Niger. Rather than say refugees, they said your state indigents displaced in Niger. When you have crossed international borders, are you not seeking refuge? Are you not a refugee? Why can't the journalists, the media in the zoo refer to them for what they are, for who they are, as refugees? As refugees. Not as displaced. Displaced who? Refugees. They are in Niger Republic, the giant of Africa, and people are begging for food in Niger Republic, a very awful country, very useless country indeed. All of us are traumatized, this is according to the governor of Borno State, are traumatized by what is happening to our people who are uprooted from their ancestral home and made refugees in foreign land. At least he used the word refugee. I am personally touched, but the good side to all this is that there is a silver lining in the horizon. The current effort by the zoo, the Chadian and Cameroonian troops has indicated that respite is on the way, and very soon the insurgents will be overcome and our people will be coming back home soon. Now, if the people of Borno are in Niger Republic, how are they going to vote, I ask? There are some people who claim they are academics. They claim they are academics and they want to hold elections in the zoo. My question to Jonathan, my question to INEC is this. How about the people who have been uprooted, according to the governor of Borno State, from their ancestral homes, displaced, now refugees in the Niger Republic? Are they going to vote? Now, if you proceed to hold elections without those who could or otherwise have voted, and the circumstance that led to them being refugees in a foreign land, causing them not to be able to vote or being effectively disenfranchised, is not through a fault of theirs, it means that elections can no longer hold. Or you need special dispensation, special laws, removing Borno, Adamawa, and Yobe states. I've been saying that before. Without that, you cannot hold elections. Any elections you hold is null and void. There are people registered to vote with their CBC or APC, whatever card they're holding, or PVC. They are in Niger Republic. They are in Chad. They are in the Cameroons. How are they going to vote? Is it through their own fault that they are in the Cameroon as refugees? Is it their fault they are in Chad as refugees? Is it their fault they are in Niger Republic as refugees? No, it is not their fault. Now, you want to elect a president for them in their absence. How is that possible, I ask? If you travel out of the zoo, you're doing so out of your own volition. If you choose to vote or not to vote, that is your business. But to be forcibly removed, now, how are you going to vote for the senators and the House of Reps when all the villages are empty? How are they going to vote then? Because you have not been able to distribute the materials required for voting within the zoo where there is no war. Talk less of going to Niger Republic or to Chad or to Cameroon. How are those people going to vote, I ask? How is my question? How are they going to vote, I ask you? How are they going to vote? That is the question. Some of you can't answer that, can you? The man is saying that there are refugees all over the place and that they're praying that they return. But they're not going to return before next weekend, are they? Now, how are they going to vote for APC then? Because they're all APC people. How are they going to vote in Yobe, in Adamawa, and in Borno? How is that possible? Have you been able to calm the situation? Is everywhere under control? The answer is no. But the people cannot see, because in the zoo you don't have intellectuals. Nigeria, they don't have any intellectuals. If they have, pick up the phone and call Radio Biafra. Isn't it good? Pick up the phone and call. And you live with disgrace. A country that boasts of intellectuals and more think tanks than any other country in the world, it doesn't even occur to them to pass an emergency legislation removing Borno, Adamawa, and Yobe states from the whole process, because of the number of refugees that have fled from those areas. They can't even do that, can they? And they are civilized people. This is Radio Biafra. We are live, we are direct. We are in Biafra land for those who cannot hear. All those idiots that will say, oh, yeah, but you are in London, forgetting I went to London for something. We are here in Biafra land now. And I want them to say the same things all over again. Oh, but you are in London. I want them to say that. I want to hear you say you are in London. Including Okorocha supporters, we are in Biafra land now. The land of the risen sun. Not rising, risen. Yeah, light. Umuchuku, the children of God. What else do you need? What else do you need that you cannot be in the same country with those who are uncircumcised? What else do you need to understand that? If it was the wish of Chukwu Abiyama to be in the same country, Awosa would have conquered you a long time ago. But they did not. They conquered Yoruba, not you. Boko Haram senior brother is ISIS. They have kidnapped 20 people. ISIS kidnapped about 20 medical workers with the Ibn Sina Sina Hospital in Sirte, in Libya, on Monday during an attack on the facility, according to a hospital official. A group of more than 30 gunmen from the Islamic State attacked the hospital while a bus was waiting to take the workers who are not Libyan to the capital of Tripoli. Most of the abductees are from the Philippines. Others are from Ukraine, India, and Serbia, said the hospital official. The official believes the ISIS gunmen didn't want the staff to leave the city because they are the only medical team there if they are needed for the group members who may be wounded or injured during fighting. They have kidnapped people. You can't even live. This is what Buhari is bringing to you. This is what Okorocha is bringing to Imo State. People that kill at will, Islam. Is Okorocha saying that he is not a Muslim? Is that what he's saying? Anyway, some of you are used to lies, Okwuasi, and you must be accustomed to it by now, because here on Radio Biafra, if you do not know, we do not lie here. I see a lot of ignorance when I go out on the street. But may Chukwuabiam have mercy on all of them. I pray he does. The federal government of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria has said it is intensifying effort to secure gas pipelines across the Niger Delta region following the fourth attack on the Escravos Lagos gas pipeline in Delta State. The destruction has led to the loss of about 200 MMSEF/D. What is that? Is it cubic? I don't know what it means. I don't know what 200 MMSEF/D of gas. What is that? What's supposed to mean? Is it cubic of meter, whatever it is? I thought you measure gas by cubic meter. Is that not correct? What is this MMSEF/D? Doesn't make sense to me. Maybe engineer Anya will tell me what it means. Engineer, what is 200 MMSEF/D of gas? Equivalent to about, now they're talking, equivalent to about 800 megawatts per day of generated power. Minister of Power Chinedu Nebo said in Abuja that the latest attack on the gas pipeline, which came less than 24 hours after the destroyed portions of the lines were repaired, was an obvious act of sabotage. All of you politicians not sabotaging the ordinary people. When you travel with the treasury abroad, Theodology, when you and your family can own the whole of Omwai, Jonathan, when you take money to Namibia to go and buy the Namibian national oil shares, Babangida, when you stole money and you're importing a horse from Argentina for your son to play polo with, and the Tinubu, when you're stealing and opening 19 bank accounts, is that not sabotage? You think sabotage is when you destroy something? Sabotage is when you subvert. Subversion of funds meant for hospitals, for schools, for subversion of funds meant for capital infrastructural development is economic sabotage. Every politician should be charged with economic sabotage. They're all thieves. They are all thieves. They are all rogues. You are sabotaging the economy through your thieving. I feel sorry for the idiotic policemen guarding all of you. You are in the sunlight. I see them on the road every day. 85 degrees of sunlight. What do they give to you? AK-47 and a few bullets. Is this Ronarona Okuraun? An idiot, an imbecilic. Guarding somebody with a siren when they come across. You say, attention, sir. I don't know how people can be this stupid. Black people are stupid, yes. I have seen a different version of stupidity. Recruit, you are standing in the sun. Policeman, army or mobile police. What are you? You're there to make money. Is that correct? So do you seriously think that by stealing from people on the road every blessed day of your life, somehow your life becomes better? What is astonishing is this. An ordinary police person cannot think and say, why am I having to come out on the street to ask somebody to clear inside light, outside light, bullet light, oil light, before I can eat or feed properly? You're a thief. What caused it is because your guy has stolen all the money meant to improve your lives, including your salary and allowances, taking it abroad. Your guy, you are the gate now. Some of you are a guard, more or less, in uniform, guarding people that are thieves. You are the people, when people are campaigning, human rights activists, when people are campaigning, fighting for their freedom to rescue you from slavery, your guy who is the thief will now send you to go and kill for him people who are fighting to save you. Are you not an idiot? You are an army officer. Some of you claim you are learned, but you are not. Some of you army people and police, you saw what the army did in Russia. When those that plotted a coup came and asked them to shoot at their citizens, they said, no, these are our people, will not shoot them. But why is that not happening in the zoo here? Because you go and bring out Wasa Fulani. If you say shoot, is okay, is Biafran people, okay, Igbo people, Ibibio, shoot, and they start shooting at them because we are not one and can never be. Now you all are beginning to understand. The government of the Zoological Republic is complaining that they are losing gas pipeline due to vandalism, and we are telling them, from Jonathan to the last person, you people are the real economic vandals. You cannot steal money and put it abroad and then expect people not to scavenge for something to eat. Everything should be destroyed. Everything in the zoo should be destroyed. When you're stealing money, Tinubu and Fashola, when people are stealing money, buying bulletproof cars of nearly 1 billion, is that not the economic sabotage? Who are you that your life is more precious than somebody begging under the bridge somewhere? Who are you? Because you're a thief. You're a liar. You belong to cult. All of you gather, gang up together, plan how to steal money, how to share it, and visit poverty on people. At least even the devil is merciful compared to a politician in the Zoological Republic. They are all evil. When you encounter them, you will know. Some people are shouting, it is their governor that they know. Anybody who gives them 500 naira, it is you that we know. If the devil comes now, Ekwensu, Lucifer, give them 500 naira, it is you, Lucifer, we know. Lucifer is our man. They never sit down to say, how do we stop this culture of begging? How do we go back and solve the problem from the source? How do we solve this problem? You are at the bottom, fetching unclean water, dirty water, putting alum in it. You can go to the source and stop the soiling of the water, so the water will be clean. It is common sense in the COG. Common sense, black people from Africa. It is common sense. Some of you don't have it, unfortunately. Very, very unfortunate. Very, very unfortunate. Engineer is telling us that MMSCF. It sounds like the name of Kwango here, a government agency. MMSCF is pronounced as Million SCUF, which is Million SUF. It is the way to quantify gas being flown through a pipeline. If I was confused before, I'm even more confused now. Million, it is the best way. It is called Million SCUF. It's a boy. No wonder I'm not working in the oil industry. This is Radio Biafra. The International Criminal Court on Monday said the zoo's first lady, Dame Peshez Jonathan, is liable to prosecution. Yoruba. Let us see the very intelligent white person that said this in the ICC. And thank you, engineer, for coming back to us. I hope Uchemefo is also preparing. Barrister is there. I need attorneys at law to please explain exactly what this whole thing is all about. It is called the million standard cubic feet. Now we are getting very closer. It is not making sense to me. Million standard cubic feet. That I can relate to. That I can understand. The other one, million SUCF. My dear me. It's like asking me to try to solve a mathematical equation. Impossible. The Global Criminal Court, as we are reporting, added that it had begun conducting preliminary examinations relating to the situations in the zoo. What has that got to do with Patience Jonathan? Investigating situations in the zoo. Did you not investigate under Abacha? International Criminal Court, where were you during Abacha? International Criminal Court, where were you during Babangida's time that they industrialized thievery in the Oshi? When they commercialized thieving to steal, where were you? International Criminal Court. It's now that you remember, you can come. Maybe if they arrest her for her English, I can understand, but they can't arrest her for anything else. I don't think so. In an email to Yoruba, the Yorubas are claiming that the office of the prosecutor wrote to them, learning the Yoruba paper. You know, it's before, when there was no Radio Biafra, that they lied to you. Some of you, you believe it. Now we are live and direct. Any rubbish Yoruba writes, we debunk them live on air. There is no way that Mrs. Jonathan is liable in any Yoruba. They are lying. if you're reading from Yoruba papers and they're telling you that they're taking Patience Jonathan to court, they are lying. They are trying to put pressure and heat on Jonathan. That's all. Yoruba cowards to the core. They don't fight clean. Very dirty and ugly fighters. They don't fight like gentlemen. You're taking Patience to jail because of what she said. So you cannot see Tinubu and take Tinubu to court. I'm asking Punch newspaper. You cannot take Tinubu to court. Tinubu is a thief. Certified Uogo Nwosikobo. You can't take him to court. He's Patience Jonathan. You're taking to court. Mad people. Mad man. When I say this, they'll say, oh, he's defending Patience Jonathan. That means that a PDP must be funding them. We don't take money from politicians for your information, regardless of who you are. Radio Biafra was built from scratch by the grace and mercy of heaven, not of man. Radio Biafra is here to preach the word of God. Chukwu Abiama alone knows how to fund his own message and messengers, not a useless politician. We want nothing to do with you. Nothing whatsoever. We must continue this very work that heaven have asked us to come here to do. In an email to their correspondent, they're claiming New Yoruba Office of the Prosecutor said that it received the petition written by the major opposition party. APC wrote letter. Oh, Chineke Merendia, Mere. Oh, what? What is school ever? Okay, school of ever become. There is no education. Who's going to write the letter? Is it Lai Muhammad or is it Buhari? Buhari that has no certificate. Did he read the letter before they sent it? Oh, God. A country where you can claim you are educated when you're not. Tinubu said he went to Toronto University. They went there. There is no name like Tinubu. That was the time he was in jail in Chicago, awaiting a trial for drug running and trafficking. Within that period, he got a degree in the University of Toronto, the Yoruba Rogues. There is no international court asking for Mrs. Jonathan. Because if you want to arrest Mrs. Jonathan or place her under caution, you will go through the Attorney General of the Federation, you go through the appropriate channels, you don't email a Yoruba newspaper fighting for APC to announce to their very gullible, useless, untrained, uneducated, illiterate, stark backroom, Chineke Merendi Ebere. They have no brain. But some of you who go to Yoruba churches, you're inclined to believe them. Somebody wrote in a comment somewhere that we hate the vitriol we pour on Yoruba. I said, because they are thieves. No, she can have. Have you been to Yoruba church before? All these things that are social clubs and money-making, money-spinning machines. But these are magicians in Otomopo. That's what they do. They confuse you, abracadabra. You know, this is where they are. In the name of Holy Ghost and Holy Spirit, in the name of Holy Spirit, I am foolish. You fall on the ground. But when it is time for collection, you don't fall on the ground, you know. You know what you're doing. You are aware and conscious. You start to wave one white handkerchief. You no longer fall. That time, if he waves his hand, all of you will not follow because it's time for collection. And Akune Gondiara was through a private aircraft. They fly private aircrafts, private universities. And where are you? They own them anyway. You are there waving and asking for Holy Ghost to come. I feel sorry for people. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are in our country. We are in Biafra land. Our lines will soon open. Please do try and bear with us. I said this day, I will try and keep the news as brief as possible to accommodate as many calls as possible. There was panic in Enugu on Monday following an explosion which occurred at Amokwe Inu, the local government area of the state. The incident threw residents and their relations into serious apprehension. However, the Enugu State Police Command, in a statement which doused the tension, said the explosion was caused by fireworks packed in a building. Since when did you start having fireworks? Is it Chinese New Year? Do you burn fireworks here? Is it New Year or Christmas Eve? I'm asking you, name fireworks ever? Fireworks, neighbor. I hope I got wrong. Name fireworks, which you have not seen money to buy a cup of garri, it's to go and buy fireworks. Oh my goodness. Okay. You mean gunpowder, is it? Is it the fireworks? You use gunpowder to do fireworks here? Since when? Since you started, people started eating domi rather than proper food. Okay. Army not empowered to monitor polls according to Jega. If you have not told the army, that means elections cannot hold. It's as simple as that. If you have not informed them, that means election cannot hold. And also, we are reporting today. these people are playing with fire. They said Gowon is coming to deliver a lecture on the war. Nigeria Biafra war. And where is this lecture going to hold? At Odumegwu-Ojukwu University. Okay. Can we leave it at that? We can leave it at that. Let him come. Gowon is coming to deliver a lecture on... So they listen to us and they want to set up a lecture on, so to warn us about what they did to us before. So Jonathan, so that Gowon can come to deliver the lecture. Amazing stuff. Amazing, amazing stuff. I don't know how. Oh my goodness. Who is the chancellor of the, who invited Gowon? When this line opens, we want to know the name of the chancellor of the school. We need his telephone number and the wife's telephone number. Can you join her? Why will you bring Gowon to a land where 6 million people were killed? Imagine inviting Hitler to Israel. Will you invite Hitler to come to Jerusalem to come and deliver a lecture? When I castigate Igbo people, oh, no, but in the Igbo, do you see why I insult you? Do you see? I'm saying it in this land. My feet are upon this very ground in Biafra land. I will insult you 100 times over. They are more than useless. You are telling me that Gowon will come to a university named after Odumegwu-Ojukwu to deliver a lecture on the war where our women were killed, our children starved to death, over 6 million people dead. What type of nonsense is this? Who is the chancellor that invited him? I love Biafra on Facebook. I love Biafra on Twitter. Gowon is coming to deliver a lecture. Please give us the name of the vice chancellor of the university to make sure that Gowon doesn't go there. If Gowon goes there, it's an insult to all of us. Insult to all of us. To go and do what? We need men who are prepared to die for their country. You killed us. You are going to be driving across the route where our men were falling to British conspiracy, where our children were killed. The same children you killed. Gowon will come into our land to deliver a lecture. No, it's not possible. I need the name of the vice chancellor of the university that invited Gowon to come down. The man has to be made to reason that you cannot allow Gowon to come here to deliver any lecture. It's not possible. It is not just possible. He can't come here to come and do what? It is not possible. Gowon cannot come here to deliver any lecture. Gowon will not come here. We are sounding a note of warning to the whole world. Gowon will not come here. The vice chancellor of that very university must take note. Gowon will not come here. This man killed our women, our fathers, our children. They were dying. We can't allow that to happen. It's impossible. We won't allow it to happen. I said it won't happen here. Gowon is not coming anywhere. We are sounding it as a note of warning that the world may know. You don't invite your killers, never, ever, ever, to come to these very parties. It's not possible. Look at how people think I'm joking. Some of you are fathered by Awosa men. You are jokers, all of you. Gowon will come to a university here to deliver a lecture because they know we are preparing. So he's coming to remind us as to what happened, that they won. That's why they invited him. It's now that they chose to deliver a lecture on civil war. Now, they are useless war they call civil war. A war that the OAU came to fight for them. A war that Britain ensured air, land, and sea blockade they can never prevail, these evil people. He go and tell the vice chancellor of is it Anambra State University, what's it called? Eh? Former now called Odumegwujuku, is that correct? Odumegwujuku University. Go on, who that killed us? Hi, Chineke. Hell, are you sure that the people now are we original or fake? I don't can do bonus in here, to be honest with you. This is not Igbo people. Somebody who is vice chancellor and an Igbo man, he must be an Igbo man now. Anambra State University. Somebody, if go on comes to this land, is an insult to all of us. I want you to understand that, all of you. I don't know if this, Biafra of the heart, Biafra of the dream. I dreamt about Biafra, it's rubbish. Go on is coming. The man responsible for the death of our sisters, our brothers, our uncles, our aunts, everybody that we hold very dear, every family lost somebody. Who caused that war? Go on said he doesn't want Nigeria before. He said the basis for unity doesn't exist. We went to Aburi, the same Go on said no. He called it police action. Go on destroyed our way of life as a people. And since then, we turned into scavengers and thieves. We turned into wild savages. This man is coming to... So why not UNN? You see, he's a Nigerian. Why didn't they take the lecture to University of Nigeria to tell you, in short, what they're trying to say is that if any other Ojukwu rises up, we'll deal with 10% as the same way they do. That is as simple as that. Some of you cannot read between... Chineke Manandia, brother. They can't read between the lines. They are sending us a coded message. Go on is coming to deliver a lecture at Odumegwujuku University to send us a message, meaning, my goodness me. His name is Professor F.U. Okafor. If you know this man, if you know this man, go and explain to him very well that Go on will not come to our land to deliver any lecture. Let them go to their university somewhere else. They can go to Mina. They can go to Lagos. If you know Professor F.U. Okafor, we need the man's telephone number. And this is not a joke. This man is an agent of Satan. This man has come from darkness. We should descend upon this very man for daring to invite the killer of our unborn children into our land to deliver what is nonsense lecture in a university named after Ojukwu. People without shame. I will no longer read another news this very evening because there is no need. Sometimes I feel I am wasting my time. Maybe I should continue to recuperate and not be able to broadcast. Maybe I'm wasting my time here. They said, Go on is going to come. Let them come and deliver lecture. And the other one, stupid people. If you know Professor F.U. Okafor, tell this man to return back from the precipice. He's about to invite a level of destruction he will never ever have countenanced. We are not terrorists. We believe in freedom of speech. But you cannot allow somebody who is the second, in fact, the number one top mass murderer in the modern time to come to our land, having killed our mothers who were pregnant, having killed our children. We cannot allow Go on to come. If we are serious, Go on will not come to our land to deliver any lecture at all whatsoever. If they like, the Third World War can start from there. I don't care. Go on will not come to our land to deliver any lecture. You must understand that. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines will now open. I will invite the very eminent barrister and attorney at law. I will no longer be able to continue with the news. I am incandescent with rage. The mere idea, the thought, the notion, the conception of the idea, I find reprehensible. I cannot deal with it. That Go on is coming to the sacred land of Biafra to deliver a lecture boldly. He's not coming for a party in a stupid idiot's house. He is coming to a university named after Ojukwu to send a clear message to IPOB and other Biafrans that they are there. That the way Ojukwu was defeated, so are we going to be defeated? I will not accept that. Our lines are open. Our Skype lines are also open. If the barrister can come to us via any of these means, he will be most welcome. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. And heaven is even listening. And this is Radio Biafra. I don't know who the very first caller is going to be today, but whoever it is, please endeavor to turn your system down. Turn your system down, please, when you call us, and make your point if you can. I have a caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. We are in Biafra land. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Uzoch. I'm calling from Aba, Abia State in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
In my honorable, I want to speak on this Gowon coming to Biafra land. Okay, to me, it's not acceptable. And we got to do something seriously about this man. Okay, even though it said it can take my life, but for me to make sure I deal with that idiot, called Gowon, the man that rendered my father useless, coming to my land, no, it's not possible. Even say if you take my life, okay, I will sacrifice to make sure, even as, oh no, I'm short of bread. Since when I heard this, I don't know what to do about this. But if you people can support me and just equip me, I will deal with that man. I promise. I don't have a lot to say. Good night.
Thank you very much. Gowon must understand what awaits him. If Gowon comes to our land, he will die here. If you know Gowon, go and tell him. The third world war will start from here. If Gowon comes into Biafra land, we will die with him here. I am now on the ground. They must understand that very, very well. And people are very, very upset. Very, very. Gowon should not come here to add insult to the injury that we have sustained already. To come to a university named after. Our people don't reason. They don't know the symbolism of all these things happening. They think it is a joke. That's what they think. And they are busy trying to kill us. We won't allow that to happen. Because Chukwu Abiama is in heaven and Chukwu Abiama is God. I believe that the head of the Directorate of State, Maazi Uchenna Nasiebu, is with us this very evening. The whole world is listening. We don't want Gowon to come. Uno no kwiye wia. We don't want Gowon in Biafra land. He is a mass murderer and a killer of our mothers, our children, our fathers, our uncles. We don't want him here. And I believe also, Omiyomiya will concur with me. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good evening from Victoria State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Not at all. That is the problem we are having here. The network, once again, is not very good. That is why we are looking for what we are looking for to be able to run this very program here. Now you understand the reason why we need the satellite, because I cannot take Viber calls. Viber calls are not working, and I hope that our connectivity is not even lost as well. Omiyomiya, you have to come back to us via any of the lines that we have. This is Radio Biafra, and we are in Biafra land. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone?
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name and where you are, please, if you may.
My name is Prince Shigozia Shukuka. I'm coming from China.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. The whole world is
Director,
listening. Go ahead.
It's unfortunate that I am not in the public of Zoom right away. But since I heard that the Gowon is coming to deliver a lecture, I will table 2 million for anyone that will assassinate Gowon if he dare try to come to Uli, Anambra State.
If he comes here, God is my witness, he will be shot dead. Let them try us. I want Nigeria to try. They want to know how fanatic we are. They want to know how insane we are. I swear to God in heaven, if God comes here and goes back alive, then we are not Biafrans. I swear to God in heaven, let God one come. He will die here.
That is all I have to say. 2 million for the head of Gowon if he tried to come to Uli, to deliver that lecture or whatsoever.
Uli, of all places.
Thank you.
Where our airport is, Uli, of all places. Our people have no shame. They say, oh, we are connected. Oh, we know this person in government. We are connected. And somebody is coming to walk over the graves of people. That is why no good thing comes to Igbo land. You people have no honor. You can't allow a man to come and walk on the graves of your fathers. The graves of brave men that gave their lives to save you. You allow a killer to come into our land to deliver lecture. Since when did they start to deliver this type of nonsense, useless lecture that people can no longer reason properly? And asoku asoku. He will come here and will break
silent on that go on. That is why that man is messing us up. And I'm sure the whole world is hearing me right now, and go on also, you're also hearing us. Listen, what you did to us, you turn our life upside down. You kill our people. You kill our father. You kill our mother. You kill our sister. You took us living. You made us back all over the world. Suffering in Asia, suffering in America, suffering in all parts of the world, suffering in all corners of earth, dying in misery. You still have a God to come to our land, to come. What do you come to come? What do you want to come and lecture us? Are you coming to come and lecture us the way you kill our ancestors? Or are you coming to come and lecture us the way you people give us £20? Or what are you calling us for? Listen, I am calling from India. We are here in India, and we are ready to understand in India. Listen, maybe Nigeria don't know what is about to come. We are ready to give up. We are ready to die. We are. If that man eventually calls that land, if you go on and their cacus and all these Nigerians and so-called government or whatever, right here, march down in Utuku's land or in a land of rising sun, I am telling you, the one more bigger than this will rise up. We are waiting for you people. And therefore, listen, these people know that if that man eventually marches in that land, we will follow him physically and spiritually. And we will know that we are ready upon this battle. Because this battle, we can never run away in this battle. We are ready in this battle. You people have finished our life. You people have destroyed our destiny. Our sisters are dying. Many people are dying. Northerners are killing us. Europeans are killing us secretly. Still, you people have no shame to come into our land, to come and lecture us. What do you want to come and lecture us? I want to know. You people are robbing us in church. You are robbing us in different places. You are burning our business. You people are destroying our destiny, our stars. We don't have future. You still, you are coming to come and lecture us. Where are you coming to? What are you coming in that land to come and do? Director, please, I will let people hammering what they are saying. People hammering. We are waiting for your command. Who has to give us command? We know what we can do. We are here in Asia. We are waiting your command. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Our people are everywhere. And if you don't feel disgust tonight, you are not a human being. At the thought of Gowon coming to talk rubbish. Impossible. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We are in Biafra land and we are Radio Biafra. The whole world is listening. Please, your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, one more time, can you hear me? The caller on the phone. Yes, the caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, good evening, sir.
Good evening, your name and where you are.
I'm from Enugu, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I'm happy to welcome you back home.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Governor of Biafra has been praying for Biafra.
Thank you.
In his dream, Biafran flag was mounted on a high hill, while the Nigerian flag was on the ground, tattered and short. A rag is more useful to eat. It's more better than it. It's worthless and cannot be used. And at that same day, that bomb exploded at Udi. The APC people was driving and campaigning around one market here in Enugu. People were shouting, "Holy Ghost fire!" The thing became too much. Then they went back to call the police because they feared that the mob, the people will attack them. That is the situation here. I am Chukwu Odiononi by name.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Now,
by next week, I will know what to do to support fueling the gen.
Thank you very much. The number to call if you want to support the fueling of the generator in Enugu is 090.
No, from that of Owerri.
Oh, well, it's the same number. If you want to support any of our stations, this is the number to call. 090-9077-6589. Okay, that's the number to call. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Everybody should get their pen and their paper ready. We haven't gotten the number for the vice chancellor, but we have his deputy. We have the number of the deputy vice chancellor of the university. Let us pass a message to him to give to the vice chancellor. In fact, we want the whole ceremony cancelled for ever daring to invite killers into our territory. We want the whole ceremony to be cancelled. This is the telephone number of the deputy vice chancellor of the university where they are embracing Go On. Do you know, to make matters worse, do you know what they said? They said they are also inviting David Mack, the abandoned property expert. They are also inviting David Mack, the man that stole our properties in Port Harcourt, the man that brought division between South, South and Southeast. Is that man David Mack? They also want to confer him with the doctorate. Do you see? Now you can see. As I said before, one day, all of you will realize that anything we say on Radio Biafra is true. If we tell you people are bad, they are bad. I told you people. They have no shame. David Mack, that connived with cancer, where they stole the property belonging to Chief Zetsiobi in Port Harcourt. Don't you know that? Chief Zetsiobi, his property was stolen in Port Harcourt. David Mack, this is the man that designed about. These are people that benefited from the war. Go On killed us. David Mack stole our properties. And somebody answering an Igbo name is inviting them to Igbo land. Oh, Chineke na menu na bere. If I'm too happy, I will clean out the holy bodies. I'm telling you the truth. I will wipe people away from the face of the earth. That's why I don't belong to any Igbo meeting. Igbo meeting in Jemegin. Am I mad? They don't behave like human beings. How can a professor, a vice chancellor, invite the killer of his own mother to come and deliver a lecture? Man, restructuring the nation. In fact, we need to, as somebody said, we will pursue them spiritually. We need to wake up the spirit of those. I don't believe in sorcery. I'm telling you. But you will understand that we need to, I can't summon the spirit of the dead. Chukwuabiamah is against it. If not, we are calling on the living. This man can't come here and go free. If the world has to end, let it end. It's better we'll die fighting for something that is honorable than living like slaves. I'm telling you. Go On can't come here. David Mack is not coming here. The number for the vice chancellor is this. His name is Dr. Chendo. Is that correct? The contact number for the vice chancellor. I won't tell you what to do with his number. But we need him to understand. He's not the one who is guilty. Don't do anything to him. Just if you're calling him this night, and I expect all of you to call him, tell him, please, Dr. Chendo. We don't want the convocation to go ahead anymore. Is his name correct? The deputy now, not the man. If you don't need to call for his diversity, this is the deputy vice chancellor of the school. They are all in it together. They're looking for money from politicians in Diushi. The deputy vice chancellor is Dr. Chendo. Or Tinja, I don't know what it's called. His number is 080. I hope, go and bring your pen and your papers and write this down. 080-33-744-368. Everybody, I don't know, I don't care if you're in Alaska. I don't care if you're in the Antarctica with penguins. I want, by the time I finish on air this night, MTN will tell me that this number no longer exists because they've blocked it.
this vice chancellor, deputy vice chancellor, should not be able to use this number by tomorrow. Don't insult him, don't abuse him. Be respectful. Tell this very man that we want the ceremony cancelled. The reason being that they invited Gowon to come to that very university. That is the reason why. The number once again is 080-337-443-68. I repeat, 080-337-443-68. These are the people that wants to that is insulting our soldiers. If you're a veteran of the Biafran War, this man is insulting your courage. This man is insulting your colleagues that died and fell in the battlefield. All our children that we have starved to death, those with Kwashioko, this man and his vice chancellor are planning to bring shame upon our land. They are bringing, you know, see what the devil is doing. They are trying to bring curse upon our land. This evening, we tell this deputy vice chancellor how we feel. We want the whole ceremony to be cancelled. By the time I finish, I don't want 080-337-44368 to be working anymore. Tell this man that they will die the same way that our children died. Very simple. If we want Biafra this night, you will show us that you're serious. I'm in Biafra land, mind you. So before they say they are sending you from London, I am in Biafra land. In Biafra land. And the barrister should have come back to me. But I don't have the barrister. I have missed him. He will try and join me very, very shortly. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, of course. My director, I can hear you.
Thank you very much. Please, your name and where you are.
My name is Ikechukwu Nwori, sir. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Thank you very much.
I'm from Ujaba, Imo State, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
My director, I really find it difficult to express the way I feel right now because of the news of the University of Onegbojukwu University, Anambra State, inviting Gowon to come and give a lecture. Director, I think the vice chancellor of that school needs some treatment. You are saying that people should call him and be not insultive. I'm not even comfortable with talking to him or just talking to him, whether insultive or not. That vice chancellor is supposed to be run off from that school, should be pushed away from that school. That vice chancellor should be stampeded out of that school for contemplating to bring Gowon to that school. It's an insult to Biafra land. For him to contemplate to bring Gowon to Odumegbojukwu University in Biafra land is a slap on the whole Biafra, on indigenous people of Biafra, on Biafra people. He shouldn't have contemplated it in the first place, knowing the atrocity the man committed against Biafrans, knowing what we went through in the hands of Gowon, and he thought that now is the time Nigeria had to visit the history of the Biafra war. Now, the history of the war of Biafra has not been written in any book in Nigeria since 1970. To the extent that children that were born in 1970, who are now 40-something years old, don't know that there was a war fought, and that their grandfathers were murdered and their mother's wombs were cut open by Gowon. And so, and director, you say we should not insult the vice chancellor. IPOB should go to that university and drag that man out of that university. He should not be the vice chancellor of that university anymore. He's not worthy to be a vice chancellor of a university of named after Odumegbojukwu. So we don't need to be kind with him. We don't want to be gentle with him, but director. That man should cease to be the vice chancellor of that university. For thinking, for contemplating, for coming up with the idea of bringing Gowon to Biafra land and no other place than Odumegbojukwu University. Now, as I'm speaking here now, I feel like I have a gun to shoot him. I will shoot him down. And Gowon, as a person, if you know what is good for him, he should. In fact, this is the beginning of the of 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 Biafra coming to, for us to show Nigeria what we have got. Let go on come. If IPOB is not able to exterminate that man in Biafra land, then we call up the whole shit of restoration of Biafra. So my director, anybody that is calling that man, tell him to resign from that from being the vice chancellor of that university with his stupid deputy. Let them resign, or by the time we march with them. This is what I want to say. I have other things, but the annoyance in my heart cannot let me go to other things. Maybe I'll have to call again to talk on other issues. Thank you very much, my director. This is what I have to say.
Thank you very, very much. We have somebody else on the line. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, director.
Yes, please.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Okonkwo. I'm calling from Spain.
Okonkwo who? What is your father's name?
Okonkwo Chibueze.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
From Upo.
Upo. Thank you.
Anambra State.
Thank you. Thank you. Please go ahead.
If that man called Gowan visited that university, if he ventured go free, the school authority, all of them will be dead. They will pay with their life. We don't need that evil. We don't need any person that not belongs to Biafran land to come there. The evil will remain to naught. We don't need them at all. If that man eventually come there, they allow him to come with the maximum security. If that man finally go free, then the school authority, the head of all of them will go down. I won't mess anybody from there. No matter any amount you cost me, I will spend it. But the vice chancellor and everything, I'll make sure that I wipe their life out. Because they are looking for money. That man is coming to give them money. Even people, they are evil, they are stupid enough to invite evil into their home. It is not possible, it can never be done. Let go and come back. If go and come there, eventually go free, then the rest will pay with their life. I don't want to talk too much. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. If you are not upset this evening, if you're not upset this evening, an Awosa person pregnanted your mother to give birth to you, that the man responsible for the death of 6 million people, this man is worse than Hitler. Gowon and Hitler are the two greatest mass murderers of modern times. Hitler is dead. Gowon is alive thanks to the British. The British kept a mass murderer alive, used their influence to cover Gowon up. The man, because of our docility and foolishness, this man is coming to deliver a lecture at Odumegwujubu University talking about rubbish. If that man comes there and goes back, we should just close all these things and go and sit down and stop deceiving ourselves, honestly. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
They don't hear me.
They are not paying attention, are they? They are not paying attention. We have said that to them before. When you call Radio Biafra, endeavor to pay attention. If you don't, we go somewhere else. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello, director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. They said Gowon is coming to our land. Unbelievable. Your name, please, and where you are.
I am Emmanuel Chinonyam Enyama. I'm calling from Aba now.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Thank you, director. I want to appreciate all you are doing.
Thank
I want
you.
To thank you. You are God sent. And all that Biafrans need, we need evidence. Now, our youth are ready. We are not happy with this land anymore. The Gowon that is coming for a lecture in Anambra State, we don't want Gowon in our land. We don't want him. He killed our father, he humiliated us, he put us in the condition we are today, and he is coming in our land to come and do what? So I believe that all of you, people that you do this, you make sure that he do not leave this land alive. If he dare comes here. Thank you. Thank you, director. I appreciate all your effort. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you very, very much. People are not happy. I can understand that. I can appreciate that. I can see where they're coming from. Somebody cannot kill your father. Rape you. No, somebody cannot kill your father. Rape your mother and then marry your sister. And then you invite that person into your house. You are an animal and a goat. And Gowon did worse than these things. Killed our fathers, raped our mothers, and married our daughters. Unbelievable. Even united on the graves of our fathers. Unbelievable. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Once again, the caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good evening, my director.
Good evening, please, your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Chijoke. Chijoke Okonkwo. I'm calling from Olu.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
In the Biafra. So, I thank God for your journey, Mercy, because I myself and the people around me have been worried of what is going on. Even to the extent I've been writing the office, and they told me that you are busy. Even till today, them that told me that you are going to broadcast by Sky. So thank God. I want to comment on this issue of Gowon's journey, because I read this thing since yesterday in a news in NigeriaWorld.com. That he's going to come, he's coming to you know the topic of his lecture, the Nigerian war, no victor, no vanquished. That is the caption of his lecture. Since yesterday I read this thing, I was kind of traumatized psychologically, you know. So because I don't know if this thing really takes place, which means we are less than women. This thing cannot. It shouldn't. Even the concussion of the thinking shouldn't have taken place. That is why it's better to send people in action first. This the person that took money and agreed that he is going to come, because this is a clear message that look, your leader has gone, is dead. I come. I'm stepping on his grave and the grave of people that I've killed, and you cannot do nothing about it. That is, it's just very simple. This is very simple. So this thing is something that even to send a clear message, this is not something talking on phone. Phone is nothing, you know. This is something to just do away with the vice chancellor. That is, it's very simple to send even a clear message before he comes, so that I know he's going to come with a maximum security. That one is for sure. Because this is already planned. So one thing, all these things, you see that we Igbos, you know, Igbo men, we have problem. And our problem are legion. Because with money, you can buy Igbo people, they are for rent, as you used to say. So they rent him, you know, he consider what he can gain. He don't mind whether every other people, whether, you know, that is the mentality of their mentality. I wanted to comment on other things, but you know, I'm filled up with rage right from yesterday, because I read this thing yesterday. So it's very sad, really. It's very, if this man come and go without nothing, which means, you know, we are doing nothing. And what I'm telling you also is that don't think that what you are doing, that, you know, it's not making impact. It's making very huge impact on people. Because this thing is, once you start listening to this Radio Biafra, there is no radio station, no media platform like this before, that where truth is being spoken. People can, other places, look at the Arab Spring. Arab Spring is only one person that started it in Tunis. This is it. Somebody have to die in order for people to live. This man, because I visited Tunis in 2011, even I was there when this thing was taking place. I was in the midst of it. I went there on something. So you see that people, once you are not ready to die for what you believe, then you are not ready to, you don't have to believe on anything. That is the issue with the Igbos. Money controls us, which is very sad. Sometimes you there was one statement you made, because sometimes you make statements that strike a chord, but you don't know. You know, somebody would be boasting in a village that, I am the only person that have a three-story building in my village. You know, just once you come, you will see that, you know, and you are proud about it as a single individual. You are proud about it.
My brother, stay where you are. You are on Skype. The barrister has come to me on the phone. I was deferred to the barrister. Okay. Please stay where you are. Don't disengage. Please let me go to the barrister. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, Director.
Barrister Arueme, they say Gowon is coming to deliver a lecture on the graves of our mothers, our daughters, our children, our sons, our brave men that fell in battle, those that lost their lives at Abagana, those that fought at Olu Sector, at Mpo Junction, all the people that Okigwe Sector,
those of them that fought bravely at Owerri and died, including the children that were flown abroad never to come back. The man responsible for our death, our demise, the mayhem affecting our people is coming to deliver a lecture in the university named after our hero, Odumegwu Ojukwu, talking about how he defeated us. Barrister, how do I mean?
Director, I am hopping mad here. This is what our people call iriarere, libidemeri. That is, you took in salt and you ate on top of it. So, Gowon has no history of the Afrons in the book. Our kids, our brothers, all the infants, nobody knows about the history of the Afro War, the genocide, Gowon, and the British. Hausa, Fulani, and Yorubas did against Biafran. So this time that he wants to come and give us lecture, Hausa man, what has he got to come and give us? The British did us a lot of injustice. And that is what we are suffering up to today. That man, whichever vice chancellor he came from, he needs to be reprimanded, not even for it. Send one or two people to go and knock at his door and tell him, if you try this, you die. As simple as that. Now, this one has come to a level whereby we have to be obvious. This has gone past the phone call that no world power has ever come to see the plight of the Afrons. We are dying in the ocean. We are dying in Europe. We are dying in China. We are dying in America. This is a nation of Biafrans scattered all over the world via the implementation of British colonization. Handed us over to Haitha Fulani Boko Haram to be insulting us and abusing us and messing up with us in every capacity they could. And now Gowon, no victor, no vanquish, is coming to tell us after his brother, Sultan of Sokoto, tell the whole world, the Igbo man, he don't give you a chance. After he told all the whole world, he's in Islamic nation, controlling everybody. But they turn around and say, he's an Igbo man, don't give him a chance. Now, Gowon is, rules, the Israelis allow anybody from Germany to come and give the lecture. Look, dear friend, we know they deliberately strangulated us. So any money, any pretense becomes a god to us. We have to be very careful this time around because the Afrans are angry and they take no single prisoners. We've suffered in the house of Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram. So if Boko Haram will come tomorrow now and give us lecture, how he or she killed us. 45 years, the thousands have been turning us up and down. Now, they want to copy what happened in Ivory Coast, the wife of Gbagbo. That's why they want to indict. Anyway, it is just a political forgery. Telling the wife of Jonathan, they have to indict her. Indict her or what? All the Eurobars, both their police and their military and their politicians have stolen money. Who indicted them? Since we have to be fools for every rubbish, since we have to take every rubbish from that bloody contested zoo, the Afrans, shame on all of you. Should this ever happen, go and kill our people. There is no single.
We have lost Barrister there. We have lost Barrister unceremoniously. And we would like him to call back. I am going to the Skype to see who is there. Our dear brother, are you still there?
Yes, please. I'm still here.
Thank you, please. And round up for us. Go ahead.
Okay. What I'm saying, in effect, is that, you know, this is not only slap on our face. This is, you know, they're just turning you. They want to turn us into another thing. If we allow this thing to take place, please, dear friends, I'm urging each and every one of us, if and you know what you can do in order to prevent this, we can do it. we need to do it. Because I'm not in the situation whereby I own a case here, mayor. That is what I used to argue with people. They say, oh, Korocha, I own a case here, mayor. Why is it that I own a case here, mayor, you only to dance to the tune of the Hausa Fulani? Why they don't have to dance to our tune, Kemokwe case here, mayor, to dance in our tune? You know? So I stop here because I'm highly enraged. Thank you, Mr. Director. And God bless you.
Thank you very much, my brother. Mechukwa Biama also bless you immensely. We are going to the line to see who is there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Please, your name and where you are?
Yeah, I was the first caller, Uzochukwu from Banda.
Yes, Uzochukwu, go ahead, which is quite strange because people don't get second part at the chair.
My Director, see, I was saying something with art of annoyance, okay? This is like say something has to do with action and don't stop talking on the phone. Okay, if you can just pick my number after this yoga, you have to call me. At least let's shadow things. Okay, I don't want to say too much thing. Because that fool call himself his deputy in that investor. I'll be trying his number. It's like his number is very busy. Maybe most of people are calling him now. Okay, so he said, you have to go with action. At least let the world know that the Afras are not happy over what is happening in this zoo. Over what is happening in this zoo, my director, we are not happy. Let's go by action and stop talking on the phone, please. Okay?
Thank you very much. I love that. Thank you very, very much. And I agree with you. And I have taken down your number and you will be called. These are people willing to do anything humanly possible to make sure that the honor of their fathers is not lost on them. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Does anybody here want to speak? If you want to speak or you want to allow people to speak, it's up to you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Igwe Uchenna, calling from Borno State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Please, I don't want to talk about this Gowon issue because many people have spoken about it. The issue I want to talk about is issue concerning good luck. I want to believe the fact that good luck is one of our landmen. He is a Biafran. We cannot deny that fact. And I believe that he has a plan as a president. There is no how I can believe that he is not aware of all these things that are going on. So my suggestion is, I don't know if it will be possible, you can call him, contact him and discuss it. Let us know his stand. That is all I have to say. Thank you so much for
Hold on. You mean we should contact Gowon?
I want you to contact Good Luck. Discuss with him. Let us know his stand. If he is against our movement or not, because he is still our son.
Yes, and that is true and well spoken. If he's our son, he would have declared Biafra a long time ago or done something to precipitate the collapse of the Zoological Republic. That is why I am not a sentimentalist. I don't believe in sentiment. I believe in doing things and making sure that they happen. We cannot afford to take any chances anymore. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Yes, your name and where you are.
Okay, Director, good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Clement Aramolo. I'm calling from Malaga, the National Coordinator of Spain.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, you are welcome once again in Biafra land.
Thank you.
And you see, this issue of Gowon, I just feel like seeing myself in Nigeria this night. Because I could remember the year 2000 when Obasanjo went to visit my own maternal home, which is Mbokwino Kanot. Only student refusing not to pass UNISIC. Only student say he cannot pass UNISIC and he never do that. And he never do that and I never heard that he shoot anybody. If the Biafrans in Biafra land will allow that thing to happen, that means they don't know what they are doing. Even though I know about 2 weeks time I will be there with you, but I want every Biafran, call him a man or woman, should be prepared. That day, nobody should give him any single chance. Whether they mount armored car from that particular gate to the end of the world, we should never give them a chance. How this is very insulting to Biafrans. I don't know why must white people come to fight for us. What kind of money did the Biafran people want that this man will come and shit on our head and they will allow him to go free? Anybody that is listening to my voice here that is in that Biafran land should try anything possible to make sure that Gowan, that stupid killer, that murderer should not visit our land. I have been trying the number of vice chancellor here for a long time. It's not going. I don't think when I get him on call, I'm going to discuss anything pertinent word with him. I will tell him what is in my mind, and that's what I'm going to tell him. So thank you very much, and welcome to the land, my director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and direct. Does anybody here have something to say? If you have something to say, please go ahead and say. Or do you want to take some calls? We shall do so. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir.
Please turn your system down. Turn it down. Your system is blaring. Can you hear me? Please turn it down. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, sir.
Your system is still very loud. You need to turn your system down. If you have any wish to speak to us, we have somebody who has been on Skype for a very long time. Let us go to them and see if they can pick up our calls. I don't think so. I do not think so. No, they are no longer there. They are, let me see. Maybe they are. The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, I thank you. You are the son of your father. Your father is Tupu Abioma, and to him be the glory.
You see?
Director, we thank God for your safe arrival. My name is Leonard Chukweloka Anemene. I am from Amovia. Director, I'm calling from Trinidad. And
we have lost him. Unbelievable. Please try and call us back. We have lost him. That is not very pleasant. We have lost him. Let us see who else is on the line. Oh, amazing stuff. I don't like this. Leonard and Emily, please try and call us back. The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Good morning from Malaysia.
And good evening from Biafra land. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, this one only calling from Malaysia.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Director, first of all, I want to thank God for Johnny Mercy. Director, that's not a mafia kubi, a robber. I want to use this opportunity to warn our elders at home. And the director, please, if it is possible, let us get address for that idiot, that bachelor or what, that idiot where he live in Anambra State. Both all of them from the vice to all where their family are in Anambra State. Let people in the home get it fast for us so that we teach them a lesson this night and tomorrow so that they will understand. How dare them? Even my father is rocking in my home because of Biafran war. And that idiot is bringing the murderer in our land. Shame to that man. May God punish the man and his family to bring in that murderer in our land. Let him be one. Director, please, our people IBO in the land, Biafra, let them get the address of that man and where he live this night. I'm from Anambra State. And the Anambra State we are talking, the school is in Anambra State. And I know the man living in Anambra State, in Oka or where. Let them get the where he stay in Anambra State so that we teach him a lesson that we are not happy being our blood in another man's land. Every day our people are dying in Malaysia. Every day our people in prison all over the world. And that idiot don't sit there and bring in the idiot that makes our life miserable. Director, I'm not happy in this night. Let IBOB in Biafra land quickly. Those IBOB in Oka, let them quickly get the manor house address in Oka there. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. You have something to say? Please go ahead and listen.
Good evening, my wonderful people of Biafra all over the world. I really want to talk about this
go on coming to Biafra land after killing over 6 million Biafrans, our women being raped, the ones that are pregnant, they cut their children, their stomach were cut open, and our fathers were killed. And this Vice Chancellor of Anambra State University, which is now Dumeje Ojukwu University, has the audacity to invite our killer down to Anambra. Well, we don't have anything to say, but if go on tries to come down to Biafra land, he will have himself to be blamed. It's not like when Buhari went to Aba and he was given the title of Obuago after killing many of our men in Owerri. Anybody that knows that Vice Chancellor should warn him and tell him to desist from this kind of action. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Yes, please. Let us see who else is on the line. Let us see who else is on the line here. Yes, please. If you call that very number and you cannot get through, please send them text messages so that when they open it, they will be able to see it. Send them text messages on the number that we gave for the Deputy Vice Chancellor. They will get the messages, please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. No, please go ahead.
Hello, good evening once again, my fellow Biafrans. I want to use this opportunity to ask Gowon. Gowon, when did you write down our history? Because we grew up to realize that Biafra war does not have any history. Is it now that the history will be unveiled? We want to use this opportunity to tell you to please don't ever drop your legs in Biafra land. Because if you do, I believe there is where you started killing and there you will be killed. Simple as ABC. There will be no mercy for you. We have been waiting for you for a long time. If this is the time all our curriculum in school will now have Biafra history, because you are already in the grave. This is the opportunity for us to get you. And you, David Mack, I don't care to know where you came from, whether you are a Biafran or you are in Nigeria. But I'm telling you also, just this is better leave us alone. Leave us alone, else you will go down for this. Because we all of us are angry. This is last warning. Be careful. Biafrans are ready to do undo. Thank you, Biafrans.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very much, Gift. Thank you. Please, if you call that number and another, we don't want the convocation to hold anymore. Whatever it is that they're doing, they should postpone it. We don't want it to hold at that very university. We don't want it to hold. We are reading here from Chukwue Buka, Chukwue Emeka from Anambra. He said that the lecture must never hold, and I agree with him. The plan is to insert fear in our youths, of course, with Gowon coming, to warn you that you should not fight for Biafra. That's why the Gowon is coming. I defeated you. I defeated Ojukwu, and I killed your mothers. I killed your children. I killed your fathers. Because of that, I can do anything I like. It is unbelievable. Thank you for that. Thank you. He sent us this message via WhatsApp. Our WhatsApp line is still the same. It never ever changes. +447831308376. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good evening, sir. This is Azubiket here. We're calling from Aba.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I don't want to. In short, they have been talking too much. I don't think this does not need to. There's no need to talk too much. Just give us the address so that we go there and tell them a lesson. And any Igbo man that is trying to stop us from achieving this thing, I think we should put the person down.
I agree with you. I agree with you. But we know who the enemies are, and we are going to confront them at the appropriate time. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much for that. Caller from Aba. We are everywhere. We understand that. We say, look, is it Umunede? Where? Start calling the names of the places where they receive Radio Biafra. Umunede? Owuralugbo, yes. Iseluku? Where else? Obuluku? Ogwashiuku? All and some and and outskirts of Abu as well, isn't it? Everywhere our station is down on that very axis, and Asaba as well. So we are hoping and praying that we have everything up and running by tomorrow morning. Please try and bear with us. Try and bear with us. The caller on Viber, can you hear me? Is that Anemen? Are you back with us?
Yes, I'm back, Director. Thank you very much.
Go ahead.
Thank you. I appreciate your consideration. Director, what I want to say very quickly, I have two things. First, I have to, like I mentioned, I thank you for your mercy. And secondly, Director, I am looking at the very news before us, the Gowan, and like somebody rightly pointed out, oh, and that is to say that it is not even the Gowan that we should be talking about, but our own, because this is act of sabotage. Act of sabotage, if not more than that. Because our people that we are killed are still there. They have not even been buried. Like somebody asks a question. No victor, no vanquish. Where is the money of our people? Where is the money? You gave them £20. No victor, no vanquish. Further in Enugu, all the factories we had in that side of the zoo, they have all died a natural death. He has the 3 R: reconstruction, rehabilitation, and reconciliation. All those things are rubbish. And at this point in time, at this time of our march, that is when the man is coming. And therefore, we need to tell the man, the VC, and those around him, that they have committed sacrilege. And for daring to mention, I'm not saying for him coming, for daring to mention, daring to tell people that this man will be visiting a university named after our hero, Odumegwu Ojukwu, the general of the people. That place needs to be cleansed, Director. They need to go and get a palm front, tell Omonuzo that all the roads to that particular university. Because on that very day, on that appointed day, even if the man did not come, his spirit may want to walk around that area. And with that Omo, if anybody tries anything, the man will not go scot-free. The spirit of the dead, the spirit of our own people, will rise up, especially that of the unborn babies that were killed in the stomach, that were killed in the womb. They will rise up, especially those who were starved to death. They will come to take vengeance. I am telling you, Director, if all of them will not go scot-free, anybody that have hand in that will equally pay for it. That is it. Because Director, that is on that aspect. I want to take permission from you to announce that we are going to have our meeting on Sunday. On Sunday, being next tomorrow, by 2 o'clock at the usual venue, number 2, 11th Street, Dinsley Gardens. Anybody coming who do not have any direction or know where this train city is should call the phone 366-8567 for direction. We want to thank all our brothers who have started to respond, especially our good Abel brother, Abel. He is doing marvelously a great job, telling everybody that this is what is going to happen. He's doing a very good job, Director, as well as Suzette. We thank all of them, Director. My Director, this is all I have to say. Let me give chance for any other person to talk. But I am standing on that decision that Gowan will not visit that place. Let him go and die. He wants to come and do some other atrocity. It's enough. Everybody. Director, thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much for that. And there is also, I will say, Manyaro. That's also breaking news, which I'm sure that some of you may have heard. This news came out yesterday. That tension. I was a man, as I told you, that they will kill you. They have killed one of the chiefs in a community in Enugu. Why? I was a man went to his farm They went there with their cattle, as usual, destroyed the crops, and when the man asked them to leave, they killed him. And one Nigeria indeed, isn't it? One Nigeria. We continue. And the man that said this whole nonsense is coming. An Igbo man invited him in Diochi. Unbelievable. Tension pervaded Enugu on Thursday over the killing of a community leader by Fulani herdsmen. Fulani, they're in your land killing you, as I told you that they will come and they will kill you. And they are. The same way I'm telling you, more people, Okorocha is the bringer of death to you. They won't say it, will they? Until it is too late. It was gathered that the deceased is Patabuo Ogwejiofo. He's an 85-year-old chief. He was murdered at his farm in Omeke village in Udi, the local government area of the state. It has been learned that before his death, the deceased had driven away some herdsmen from his farm. The herdsmen destroyed the crops and polluted a well that belonged to the deceased. Reports of the incident fueled fears of possible reprisal. Possible, of course, we don't do anything anyway. I was saying, we don't do anything here. They are killing us every day. Reports of the incident fueled fears of possible reprisal on the Hausa Fulani community. However, in a statement which confirmed the development, the Enugu State Police Command urged residents to avoid taking the law into their hands. The police spokesman, Ebere Amarizu, who issued the statement, added that full investigation had commenced into the incident. Meanwhile, Awosa has gone on to another farm with the Anama to destroy it as well. Investigation. Investigate what? The Nama or the Malam carrying the Nama? I don't know. Or the Abuki? My goodness. Amarizu said they'll bring out an Igbo woman or man to talk rubbish. The Enugu State Command of the Nigerian Police Force, through its operatives, has commenced full-scale investigations into the circumstances surrounding the alleged killing of a man, as well as its motives at the farmland at Omeke in Udi. But is the accused in custody? The answer is no. How can you commence investigation when Awosa has moved on with the Anama? Is the accused person, the murderer, is he in police custody? The answer is no. Why is he not? Because nobody can arrest an Awosa person in Igbo land. You don't do that. I challenge any of you, go to any cell and tell me if you can see an Awosa man there. The answer is no. You don't touch them. They are above the law. These are the people that an Igbo man is inviting to deliver a lecture. The name we hear, people without shame. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Are you with us? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, for the last time, I will say this. Can you hear me?
Are you talking to me, sir?
I'm talking to you. You are the one on Skype. Your name and where you are, please.
Exactly. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. One more time, please.
My name is...
Your name, please, and where you are, and you continue talking, please. Go ahead.
My name is Jeffrey Abazir from Germany.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, the caller on Skype, can you hear me? Please go ahead.
Yes, the Honorable Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Compliment. I'm calling from Spain, from Madrid.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes, I have what they say. They say Kuwa is coming to our land. Impossible. Impossible. It's not possible. Because if you get to there, go on, before you get there, go on, get to the Enugu University. You already die. You're already dead already.
We are asking him. We are asking him not to come. He shouldn't come there. He shouldn't come there.
Director, please, I want you to tell the coordinator or whatever is in the Enugu University. I don't want him to comment that very thing again, or to say it again, or to write.
Go ahead. Who is talking to you? Please, we are live to the whole world. Yes,
Director,
go ahead.
Please.
Yes.
Please, please, I'm not happy. I'm boiling. I'm not happy. I'm here. I'm saying now. I'm boiling. Director, please. I'm here in Spain. I'm boiling. I don't know how to get to Biafra land now. I'm preparing to get to Biafra land now, tomorrow.
please, director, tell the teacher or the responsibility of the university, let him not try it. Let him remove it in his mind. Whatever they give to them, or millions of euros, or naira, or dollars, I don't want to step to our land because they killed our mothers, our friends, and our fathers. They have betrayed us, and they have do a lot of genocide. They have committed more than genocide. Honorable Director, I don't know how to get to BFM. I'm preparing now because I'm boiling. I'm not happy. What I had, I'm hearing your voice always. I say, Wanda, I will call you. Because you have done a marvelous job. What you have done, Director, you are Moses. You are worthy to praise. Yes. Chukwu Abiyama will continue blessing you. I'm praying for you 24 hours. If I go to sleep, I will pray for Nadikal, our honorable director, who want to lead us to the promised land, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven. The honorable director, I give you a salute, I give you a compliment. The Chukwu Abiyama will continue guarding you and blessing you 24 hours, wherever you and your families and everybody. Honorable director, please. I've called the number he gave to me, and he did not respond. The line is off. So
send him please, a text message. Director. Send him a text message.
Please, I don't want to go more further. Please, honorable director. You're in the Biafran land now. I will get touch because I'm here in Madrid, because I'm taking the last meeting. So I will get touch to our coordinator, how I will get to Biafran land. And we'll get meeting tomorrow. I will call him tomorrow, then we'll have
please
to say this.
Discuss it with him and then you come back to us. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are live, we are direct. And we are back into our land in Biafra land, and the whole world is listening. The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello.
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Afam Johnson. I'm calling from Oslo, Norway.
Thank you very much, Oslo, Norway. Please go ahead.
My brother, I thank Chukwu Abiyama for joining Mercy. There is a thing I want to say about today in Norway. The sun was standing in the front of the moon, and fortunately, you land in Biafra land today. That's the sign of Chukwu Abiyama. May his word come to pass in our lives and bless all the Biafras of the world. In Chukwu Abiyama's name, I pray.
Isse.
God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. People are calling us from all over humanity. Everywhere. Everybody knows what to do. They are calling us. I have a caller on the phone. I wonder if they can hear me. The caller on the phone.
My name is Victor Kafo. I'm from Abatete.
Yes, and where are you calling from?
Director, I thank you.
Where are you calling from?
I thank
from?
You for everything.
Victor, where are you calling from? My goodness me. Victor, where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm calling from Togo.
From Togo, thank you. Please go ahead.
I thank you, Director, for coming to Nigeria. And I'm very happy for your arriving. What I'm saying concerning about the man who is coming to... To Biafra land, I'm trying to say that it's not only the man that I'm saying they should capture the man, the sons and his daughter all together, because it's very good when that man dies, the son and his daughter will die all together. That is very bad thing that we elect that man to come into Biafra land, Director. I'm very upset this evening. If there is something that can do, I myself can do, I would rather go down to get that man done.
He's a very terrible man. He is a very bad human being to try to bringing the representative of Satan into our land is abominable. The other time, Ekweme did it. It was his private party. That is his business. He got away with it. Even Ekweme, of all people, invited Gowon to his house for the wife's birthday. Now this idiot is doing the same thing. I don't know why this is happening. I do not understand why this is happening in Anambra State. This should not be happening.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Amechukwu. God bless you immensely. Thank you very, very much. We are live and we are direct. The whole world is listening. And this is Radio Biafra. We have somebody else also on Viber. If they can hear us, the person on Viber, this is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yeah, this is Geoffrey Obilo from Mozambique.
Geoffrey Obilo from Mozambique.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, my director.
Thank you. Go ahead.
From Umuaka.
Umuaka.
Umuaka. Amazon. Umuaka. Government. I call him from Mozambique.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
My director. I thank you for this. This is struggling here. Yeah, the way that we try. Since I living for this Mozambique, I've been living for Mozambique since how many years here? But something that is going to worry me because of what? Something that Wazike do for us. Imagine, I'm the one that the person that be struggling for this issue of the Biafra from Nigeria before I come to Mozambique. But the problem is here because I hear everything Wazike do for us. Many people that die, many of my friends that die for this issue of the struggle of Biafra, myself from Lagos. But I thank God, but the person that God that brings somebody like you that is continue this struggle, I can never be tired of this issue of this Biafra, because I myself that is someone that is struggling too much here for this Biafra. When I come to Mozambique here, they will give me my name, Wazike Biafra. We come this Mozambique to Biafra. Why one come this and that? Everybody that go give me many names. You know, I be telling my brothers here, this is what I want, this is what I want going to do to make sure that everything will be going on this. We have our own independence, we have our own freedom for this Nigeria. But the one that I talk, everybody that see that maybe this one is talking rubbish, né? But now many people that know what I'm talking about now during this Radio Biafra, because they're telling me that I don't want to belong to anything that concern this Muslim, because this man that giving us a headache. They ask me what is your father, they're not hearing your father, my father is Wazirike. I said that everything will go and take over. That's my, if that man is giving us this, God will bring on that person that he can lead us for our promised land. I don't know my director, but I thank God for the God that he brings somebody like you. Somebody like you can make everything to be possible for us. Because the way that we are struggling now, I believe that God can make us to reach that place by Almighty God. That God can make everything to be possible for us. The way that he handled this matter now, I believe that you can do that. You can lead us to the promise of land. We got that promise for us.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Are you part of the family in Mozambique? Are you one of us in Mozambique? Do you attend our family meeting in Mozambique?
Yeah, Mozambique, we have here in Nampula. We have in province Nampula because of the way that the place that I live in. Because I leave the town because of this or the difficulty. I leave the town to go to this street. People that, the majority that our people, our Igbos, our debtors, here are living for Mozambique. All of them, they are living for the town. They are working to make sure that there's one man that they call Polo, Ejima. That my brother that call Uche Nwachukwu, two of them is the one that carry all this Biafra here in northern side of Mozambique, Nampula. They are struggling for that. Make sure that they are contributing. But I myself, I never go close with them because of this. I believe so. This is Radio Biafra. I know that I can reach all of them to make sure that they are belonging to one society. That's a family, the Biafra family here in Nampula, Mozambique. That I want to make sure that they are mobilizing, the one that I'm mobilizing here in Apapa, Ajagule. Because I have my ward officer, I'm a ward officer in Apapa. because I mobilized more than 1,000 somebody, 1,000 people, more than 1,000 people said that they followed me that time. That Papa Olodi Umajagule, that everything that they carry me go up, everywhere that they go to the court, the time that our brothers that they have one problem that they go and play ball with this from Lagos. They have problem. They have the one that's going to that the court to everything, but. Here in Mozambique, I want to make sure that I belong for this our people that will contribute to that. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you. I think that was a cue as well that the line was going away. Thank you very much, our caller and our brother from Mozambique. Keep the flag flying. We have another caller on the phone. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. Turn your system down if you want to speak to us. Turn your system down, please. The world is listening. You are live on Radio Biafra and we are in Biafra land.
Hello?
For the last time, I will acknowledge your call. What is your name and where are you calling from? Turn your system down and speak to
us. My name is Francis Edler. Okay, calling from Macau.
From Macau. Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Macau, yes. Is in the Far East. Is it close to Hong Kong?
It's close to Hong Kong, but
is a separate
I'm not belong to the family because we don't have population here. There's not much Igbo people here living in Macau. But one of my friends told me about Radio Biafra, and since then I started following it up, and I just finished my bachelor degree on international relations here, and I'm planning to proceed on my master's degree. So since I started listening to Radio Biafra, you know, here now is like 5 a.m. I couldn't sleep, and I made a lot. I tried to design some articles to send to Radio Biafra according to what I had and why I followed the Radio Biafra. And today, when you reach up of Guam coming to Biafra land, I couldn't go to myself, even my friends. I said, how can an Igbo man thinking of bringing Guam into Biafra land? This is unacceptable. No one will accept that. And the thing I want to state is this. Guam first, we have to block Guam. Second, we have to make sure that those people behind Guam coming, we have to deal with them. And I don't want to talk too much because a lot of people are trying to call you and talk to you. An article. I have things I wrote about this. I will send it to Radio Biafra. And you, director, you know, you are a great fan. I heard your voice. I heard the way you speak. I understand that you are a great man. The thing I wrote there is that anybody who have good ideas to bring to support Radio Biafra should bring the idea to support whatever we are doing here. And when I finish my PowerPoint and my articles, I will send it to Radio Biafra so that people can learn things from it. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And
thank
please
you very
send
much,
it.
Director.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you, my dear brother. And also send it to us. You can also send it via inbox. Any way you have chosen to send it to us, once it gets to us, we shall judiciously utilize the information contained therein. Thank you very much for calling us from all the way from Macau. There is no, when I tell you that people listen to Radio Biafra from all over the world, sometimes without me, we are a global juggernaut. As somebody referred to us, and I will paraphrase him, intellectual monstrosity. That's what it is. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. I'm Mechukwa Biama. Be with you always. We have people everywhere. They are calling. Our lines are even jammed. People are writing to us on WhatsApp. People are volunteering to go and do this very work. To go and die to make sure that Gowon cannot come here and go back alive. That will be the beginning of the Third World War, if need be. The British people that advised Gowon should tell him not to come to Biafra land, because if he does, he'll be killed. Go on, you come to this land, you will die here. They can try, it's only a few days away. If he goes back in one piece, then they are very, very strong. Go on should not come here. If you know Go on, he shouldn't come. Go on was the man that said no to Aburi. We have negotiated with these people before. At Aburi, they canceled it. They said no. This same man was the man that opened his mouth and said, after Nzogu school, there is no basis for unity. He said so. They said Araba, that they want to go. All of a sudden, he launched what he called police action. They are saying no victor, no vanquished. How come you are controlling 97% of the oil in Biafra land? All owned by our WhatsApp people, incidentally, the so-called victors, according to the British, or those that the British wanted to win. How many billionaires do you have in the vanquished in Biafra land? I mean, I don't mean rubbish money, in hard currency. How many? The answer is none. Most of you don't know this. There is no Biafran billionaire in foreign currency. I repeat, so you understand. Forget all that nonsense they are writing in the papers. There is no Biafran billionaire in foreign currency. It's zero. All of them are living on borrowed money from banks. Let's go to the line and see who is there. The one, our Skype is almost jammed anyway. Good evening. Your name, please, and where you are. Your name and where you are.
This is Chinedu Adaneku from Ogbengbunimo. I'm calling from Italy.
Italy, which part of Italy are you in?
Nandevonogu. Nandevonogu, I'm going to go over there.
You will not die. You will not die.
Okay, well, I don't know who I am. This is the. That is the end of the year. I just want to drop one suggestion.
Go ahead and
say. You know, we are using their line by doing calling and everything. Now we are systemizing those things. Now we must put this thing in agenda. Network. The line we'll be using now, Biafra line. You got to go.
Yeah, that is why we need. We have said this before. If you want us to broadcast securely, because I don't know for some reason why our line hasn't cut this evening. Of course, they said it's cutting at Enugu and other places. If you're experiencing any interruptions in our broadcast, let us know. We need a satellite. We need to carry our signal away from the zoo without them tampering with it. We can't achieve that now. Our broadcast has gone on so far smoothly. We don't know how if we can sustain this tomorrow. That is why this is needed. We need everybody. We need everybody to put hands on deck. Your transmitter is here, Makari Mama. We need everybody to make sure we get this satellite. This satellite link is key for us. Once we get it, we have no business with Glo. We have no business with MTN. We have no business. Nobody. No business with the zoo. We destroy them with the truth. So says you, and they will disappear. Only the truth, and they are buried, completely buried.
We must use our own diplomatic way, you know, as a death house.
Of course.
Thank you, Nant.
Thank you very much, Amechukwu Abiama. Bless you immensely. We are live. We are direct. Humanity is listening because we are radio. Everybody listens to us. Everybody, you have to. Iwonye, if you love the truth, you come here. Those not listening could be Igbo, and you know where they are today. Their crops are destroyed, their mothers are raped, and their fathers killed. One has been killed at Enugu. I told you so. They will come with their cattle. They will kill you. Are they not killing you now? What is the zoo police saying? Oh, we are investigating. But where is Aboki and the Nama? No Aboki, no Nama. Who are you then investigating and arresting? And if you arrest Aboki, where will the Nama be? Now you understand. One Nigeria, my foot. God punish all of you. God will punish the same way that families were closed down by Gowon. The Vice Chancellor of Anambra State University, Chukwu Abiama, not Chukwu Abiama, Ekwensu, will close his family down. The man is evil. That man, Okafor, is an evil human being. God will punish him and his family and generations to come. These are the people that bring bad name to Igbo people. You invite Go On to come to where? or according to Sepunegi, a man who has no shame. The killer of your mothers and your... Oh, my God in heaven. Chukwu Abiyama, please have mercy. Have mercy. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good evening, Director. This is Chukwu Abiyama from Munich, Germany, and from Mobile Biafra Land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, you are highly welcome to Biafra Land.
Thank you.
Director, Lisa, I want to go straight to my point about the girl I'm coming to mention himself for the Anambra State University. We are meeting something from the Vice Chancellor. I think that we will need his address, where he comes from Biafra Land, or where he's living, so that we will go straight to the point. Another thing is about what our chiefs are giving. About the people who are around about contributing and, regarding our radio and every other thing. People should know that what we are doing is not games. They should move on to finish their defense fund, because a lot of them have prepared the past payment and they haven't finished their defense fund up to now. This arrangement was concluded since June till now. Some people still pending their part payment on their defense fund, but they want action to be carried on. So I'm asking our Biafran families this evening to raise up, to round up their defense fund so that we get into the second phase of what we want to do. Regarding to the satellite system that we want to use, which our European rep has been announcing, which I know some of us when something was discussed on our radio for 1, 2, 3 days, the fourth day we forgot all about that. That is very raising of fund for our satellite for the system that we use in Biafra Land is still going on. Even in our meeting here in Munich last week, Saturday, we focus more on discussing about that, and a lot of us have contributed regarding to that. So I am asking our Biafra families all over the world, not only here in Europe, to make sure that they contribute to regarding to this very system we are going to use here at home, so that we will not be cutting off from communication or from your means while you are there in Biafra Land. Director, this is the little I want to say at the moment. Maybe Chukwu Abiyama keep on keeping you as we head on get what we want. Thank you, and may God bless you, Biafra.
He say, thank you very much for that, Otuonye. Thank you very, very much. Do we have a caller on Skype? Are you still there? We had a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. And this is Radio Biafra. Let's go to the phone line to see who is there. People are calling us. We have a caller on Skype. They're not saying anything. I wonder if they're still there. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Okay. I am Emeniki Fine, promise. Hello?
I can hear you, MNEK Ifani, promise. Please go ahead.
Yeah, right now, service has cut.
The service has cut?
From Owerri, our service has cut.
Owerri service cut. What is happening? Has fuel finished? What is going on at Owerri? What is the problem at Owerri? We need to find out what is happening at Owerri. They said the service has been cut. We need to find out exactly what is happening. We need to find out what is happening. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. Our work is ongoing. We are continuing. And this very work we must do, because Chukwu Abiyama is God. Thank you very, very much for that. We have people writing to us on WhatsApp, and we are going to read out some of the messages. Thank you very much for that very caller from Owerri, informing us that we are no longer live onto Owerri. CHK 97.6 is no longer live and active. And also, people are saying that those in Enugu and Ebonyi, these things, they cost money. People want us to do this here, do this. To install these relay stations, they cost so much money. That is why other people cannot do it. It's expensive. If we have the funds, we will do it. There is nothing we cannot do as long as you empower us to do so. There is nothing that is beyond us. There is nothing we cannot do. Very, very important that we do this. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much. We want to propagate. We want to be everywhere, but we cannot be everywhere unless you give us the empowerment to do so, unless you give us the wherewithal, so to speak. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they are not paying attention, are they? They are not paying attention. This is Radio Biafra. On this very day, we are reporting, very sadly, rather, that Gowon has been scheduled to come to speak at Odumegwu Ojukwu University, the former Anambra State University. I don't know what they're doing there. They want the killer and the murderer of our children to come to speak to them. What for? I do not have an idea. This man is insulting the memory of our children who were starved to death by Gowon, the memory of our soldiers who fought very gallantly. We must remember Abagana. We must remember Owerri. All the very difficult sectors that men fought and died in, this man is responsible for it. Now they're asking him to come to talk rubbish about it. We don't want to accept that at all.
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are?
My name is Ebere Chukwu. I'm calling from Enugu. I thank God for where safely journey to the Biafran land.
Thank
actually,
you very much.
The issue of concerning Gowon, I mean, I see it in the other way around. I want you to talk about the set of strategies, you know, what happened in during the Biafran war. It was saboteurs. So I want you to throw more light. How can we frustrate this saboteurs issues? So that this issue of Biafran will be actualized. Because I can see in Enugu, since I was evangelizing it, I discovered that it was based on saboteurs. So please, I want you to throw more light so that we can be convinced over this saboteur issue. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much for that. The saboteurs, those that fought against the interest of their own country, they are the people that made life difficult for us. But in the end, we prevailed. Don't worry about that. We know what we are doing. We have fished out some of them already, and many more will be found out later. The caller on the line, I presume, is the head of the Directorate of State, Mazuche Nasiebu. This is Radio Biafra, and we are all listening, and I hope that Viber behaves itself now. Please go ahead. Can you hear me? Omiomio, can you hear me? He cannot hear me. He cannot be able to hear me. I don't know what is happening. We are returning to the phone lines. They have been going like crazy to find out who is there. The caller on the phone. Yes, can you hear me? Your name and where you are?
Yeah. Good evening, sir. My name is Christian Paul.
Christian Paul. What sort of name is that? What is your name? I ask you once again. What is your real name?
Hello.
What is your name?
My name is Chukwueme Kokori. I'm calling from Aba.
That's Bonio. Better. Not Christian Paul. We don't believe in that type of garbage here.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Sir, I'm calling. Hello? Can you hear me, sir?
Loud and clear. Please proceed. Go ahead.
Okay,
we are
sir.
Hearing you.
Okay, sir. I'm calling because of the man called Gowon that says that he's coming for Ojukwu University. Sir, I think it's a great opportunity. Let's say, sir, we don't supposed to, if I may conclude, we're not supposed to stop him or, let's say, deal with him. We just have to let him come in Biafra land. And maybe God wants to use that opportunity to give our enemy, hello? To give us our enemy.
We are listening. Go ahead.
Let's slaughter him. We don't have to, let's say, shun him. We work on him. Maybe we have to pay him for the evil which he did to our family, which he did to our parents, our children, our born children, our pregnant women. It's a great opportunity. Just leave him. Just stop giving me fear. Hello?
Go ahead. We are listening attentively. Go ahead and say what you have to say. We are listening.
Okay, sir. So, let's say, as for the man being given the power. Hello?
When you want to speak to us, you call Radio Biafra, please. We are not interested in people. You say one thing and then you say hello. We don't do that type of business here. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes. I'm hearing you, sir.
Thank you. Your name, please, and where you're calling from?
My name is Mr. Sam Baka. I'm calling from Enugu State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Please, where is your location now?
Biafra Land.
Okay, Biafra Land.
Yes.
I think, how do we secure this Biafra Land? Is it by bullying our president or calling names to people that will make us to end this Biafra?
Is it by telling a fool that he's foolish? Or by letting an idiot know that he's idiotic? Well, which one is it?
Well, I'm a free-born citizen of Biafra, but I think that we have to go back to our drawing board and know the strategy we are going to use to secure that very particular Biafra.
What strategy do you have in mind? Which one have you drawn up so far?
First of all, we have to fight to have an international airport and seaport first.
And then after that, what is next?
Then after that, we have to recruit ourselves as the soldiers.
Do our Hausa people have to fight for an airport before they get one?
I think they did. They did.
Where did they fight this battle to get an airport?
Fight Biafra and get it.
No, I'm asking you, we have deep water harbor in Port Harcourt, in Warri, and also in Calabar. Why do we need to struggle to ask a ship to stop there? Why fight for it? Just enlighten me. Why is Lagos not fighting for it? Why do containers have to go to Lagos? Why do you need to fight for ship to come to your land? When the Britain that gave the British people that colonized this very zoo, all of their land is dotted with seaports in Felixstowe, in Southampton, in Portsmouth. In fact, Southampton is close to Portsmouth. They are the same area. They have two seaports. Then why is it that you only have one in the zoo? Lagos, Yoruba land. Why can't ships come to Warri? Why can't ships come to Iguacha, Port Harcourt? Why can't ships go to Calabar? Why do we need to fight for it? Fight for what? What is there to fight for? No victor, no vanquish. What is there to fight for, I'm asking you? Tell me what you're fighting for. It's common sense and reason. If you want the economies to take off, you open up routes of trade. It is common sense. You don't need to go to university to get it. I have to beg them to allow ships to come to Iguacha. We have to beg them for Calabar. We have to beg them for Warri. Why must we beg, I ask? Why? If it's one Nigeria. Because it is never one Nigeria. You are a slave in the zoo called Nigeria.
Hello, sir.
Go ahead.
I don't believe that we have one Nigeria. Some of our leaders are making a very great mistake. Since the religion are not the same, the language are not the same, the dressing are not the same, we should, any of our son that has become a president and said, I'm fighting for one Nigeria, is making a very foolish mistake. We have to separate ourselves from the Muslims because we are not a Muslim people. Our dressing are not the same, even the food we are eating are not the same. Let the Igbo people go to the Igbo side and stay, and the Hausa people go to the Hausa side and stay. So go there and start controlling Nama. We are not trained to be hunting Namas and dragging Nama inside the bush. You see, what I'm trying to say in this issue is that let the Nigerian be divided into two. Let the Igbo people go to their people. Let the Hausa people go to their own side. I don't know. I think we could have done that, and so many other our people that are leaders who should have been fighting for this. I live here and say, one Nigeria, one Nigeria. We are not one Nigeria. Our language are not the same. Our dressing are not the same. Our food are not the same. So please, you can help us to run our strategy, not by calling names. Please.
Listen. Our people don't understand. If we had been calling Gowon names, do you think that the Vice Chancellor of Anambra State University would have invited him now, or the Odumegwujukwu University? The fact of the matter is that we seem to think that people are somehow highly civilized and capable of reason. That somehow they will be there, things will just hit them. I have been asking myself, why is it that people throw away rubbish where they are living? I was traveling through Biafra land today, observing people, the way they behave and how they live. and you have somebody selling something on top of rubbish, and I'm asking myself, is it really necessary for you to be selling akara on top of rubbish bin? I don't understand it. They say we call names. We are making people understand that a goat is a goat, a monkey is a monkey, a baboon is a baboon. So you know it very well. So if your behavior is like that of an animal from the zoo called Nigeria, then you know you are indeed a monkey. As simple as that. Because there is nothing I have seen, even as at this evening, that leads me to believe that our assumptions are wrong. People here are indeed animals. I have seen it myself. Come and have a look, if you doubt me. Do you know that they concretized the road? A road was built for vehicles to be traveling on it. They have barrels, drums of concrete. People come there and they are dying. Because in the night there is no street light. Do you know that they cut off the road without warning you that the road has come to an end? People go... People go and crash. Do you know, coming from Owerri to Onitsha, do you know how many Dangote trailers are on the roadside? They even mount the central reservoir. You know the central, the thing, the concrete they used to divide. Some trailer with cement are on top of it. Believe you me, if you come here and quietly observe the people, you will know that monkeys will not be happy to be compared with our people. I'm telling you the truth. Things are happening here that you begin to ask yourself, can you not see? Iberi Boturun, to the extent where you can no longer see things for yourselves anymore. In the middle of the road, an Awasa man is carrying AK-47 assault rifle. In fact, they have what is called Army Urban Patrol. Army Urban Patrol. Now, is the job of the army to be in the urban areas? Now, what is the job of the police? I have never seen this level of ignominy before. Army Urban Patrol, Air Force Urban, going to Enugu, Air Force Urban Patrol, Air Force, air, in the sky, Air Force on the ground patrolling with Jeep. Oh my God in heaven. Navy Urban Patrol, Navy with their helos, Urban Patrol, Navy patrolling inside the town in Owerri. Navy. Doing what I ask you. Navy means water. You are busy patrolling in Owerri town when pirates are busy taking oil. Your job is the Navy, to be in the sea, not in the town. Air Force, your job is on the air patrolling, not on the ground. Army, your job is to defend the integrity of the zoo in battlefronts, not in city centers. Are you people human beings at all? Can all of you, Chineke, Analowa, I don't want to come here. God forbid bad thing that people cannot reason properly. Somebody killed your mother. No, in fact, he killed your father, raped your mother, and took away your sister by force. Do you know Babangida took away our dear sister Ndidi by force from Bongos Ikwe? Some of you know Bongos Ikwe, don't you? The musician. Do you know that Miriam Babangida is not her name? Do you know that Ndidi was married to Bongos Ikwe? Do you know that Babangida took the woman by force? Because our WhatsApp people said, when you go to Biafra land, take their women. Are you aware of that? A vice chancellor is inviting somebody. I remember. We have come to the end of the program. This evening, not on a very good note, on a very sad one. This is Radio Biafra. We have come. We are now in Biafra land. UCMFO, tell them that we have come. I'm sure from now onwards, they will no longer say, you are in London. Tell Okorocha and all the APs in their Wasanine, all the Malam, their Bokis, answering Igbo names in Owerri, that we have come, that we are here. Always in Angadure, Tanyananya. Anything happens, an LPOB member, your families are gone. We'll be cleaned out completely. Then we'll tell you we are mad. And go on, will not come here. Mark it down somewhere and see what is going to happen. This is Radio Biafra. People come to us. They say, tell us your strategy. How many men do you have? I just look at them. If you ask me, I tell you we have nothing. The Kwenende Mega Biafra one. Oh, how many men do you have? How many rifles do you have? and I will tell you in our first meeting, are you drunk? We don't do things like that. But we know that everything we say we're going to do, we have done it. And your transmitter is here. It's been here for a while. And I said, I don't want it to go public until I am here to do it myself. And we are going to unveil it. Hopefully, you will see the proof tonight or very early in the morning. And I want our former to be on standby, please. Our former to be on standby in Australia. We have work to do this very time, this very evening here or close tonight, because it's past 11 now here in Radio Biafra, here in Biafra land this very day. On behalf of those of them who are here working very hard, please remember those that are here, that are making things possible, and remember to support them as well. This is Biafra that they do. They have nothing else that they're doing. It's only Biafra, nothing else, please. Brachimeze Shinwa is here. Chidebra Mudiwe is here. Gifted. Gift Ahamefula is also here. Chibezi Wala is here. These people are working exceptionally hard for you. What they have achieved, the rice-eating idiots and car-driving fools that Enugu cannot accomplish it. They told you that we have no transmitter, isn't it? Hell, Chukwa Biama, I know tuto. And upon Chukwa Biama, do I rest my story this very evening? Our broadcast has come to an end. We thank all of you. Tomorrow is another day. And in the morning, we shall spread this very gospel once again. Things will happen. The devil will try. Satan will come. But we prevail because Chukwa Abiyama that sent us will not abandon us, or else his word will not come to pass. Because we know he is God, his words will come to pass. That is why we believe that the kingdom of heaven is coming down to this very earth. And that is the absolute sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. Therefore, wherever you are now, you know that Biafra is indeed our religion, because we have come home to the birthplace of humanity. And that Chukwa Biama in heaven is our God. That is why or here on Radio Biafra we worship him every blessed day. And he will guide, bless, nurture, sustain and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, Chukwa Biama will bless Biafra. If you have any support to offer, you will do so, because we have an army to feed here on the ground. You have now asked us to stop Gowan from coming. I'm sure you know that. We don't need to keep reminding you of what to do. As our brother did from Hong Kong, so did our brother also do from Amsterdam. My brother in Amsterdam, he came to see me when I landed at the heart of darkness in Lagos. He came to see me in Lagos, our brother, our dear brother, who has supported us from Amsterdam. So should I pray that Chukwa Biama touch each and every one of you, those who can, to support this very effort in a very massive way, because we have things to do here on the ground a lot. You've asked us to do it. We can do it. I am on the ground here in Biafra land, and all those things will be done because Chukwa Biama is with us. Above all, Chukwa Biama will bless Biafra, and I thank you very much. We will reconvene again tomorrow morning from me, from here, this very second in Biafra land. It is good night.
Victorious, our trust.